The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school football.
So Johnson will be in that pistol formation. One back in the backfield behind him. He's going to run the option. Pressure coming, and the ball's on the ground. I think Carney Catholic has it, and they do! Blowing that play up right from the get-go was Dennis Cabanting. Yep. As he took the pitch, man, and your defensive tackle can do that, you're in pretty good shape.
Tonight, it's a battle of unbeatens in Cozad as the defending state champion Haymakers welcome in the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Different look here out of the shotgun. It's a simple draw, and right up the middle of the football field is Watovic. He's into the secondary. He's gone. Touchdown, Watovic. Collin with his second touchdown of the quarter. And 50 yards later, it's 20-0. The Haymakers dominating.
Cozad rallied from two touchdowns back in the fourth quarter last year in Kearney to win in overtime and keep their perfect season intact. Tonight, Kearney Catholic looks for redemption to hand the defending champs their first loss in two seasons. It's the Stars and the Haymakers coming up next, but first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcart and Don Lease live from Cozad. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a very warm Haymaker Stadium here in Cozad, Nebraska, the home of the defending Class C1 state champions, as Cozad will play host to Kearney Catholic in a battle of some of the best teams in Class C1 this season. It depends on what ratings you look at on who is number three in the state. Omaha has the Haymakers number three. The Lincoln Journal Star has Kearney Catholic number three, and the Haymakers are seventh in the Lincoln paper, and Kearney Catholic is number six in the Omaha paper. And so this is one of the top matchups in Class C1 in week number four. It is no longer a district game. It was a district game a year ago in a game that really Kearney Catholic has had this date circled on their calendar since they lost in overtime to Cozad. They had a 14-point lead with about 6 minutes to go, a couple of long plays from Cozad. They were able to tie it, and then they dominated, really, that overtime period, and finally finished with a 27-20 win in a game that really kind of propelled them into having that belief and having that momentum necessary to win a state championship. And both these two teams are hoping that in that regard, history will repeat itself, that somebody's going to come out of here with some pretty good momentum and certainly will be respected around the state, no question about that. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Joining me as usual is Don Lease. And again, that game from a year ago kind of got Cozad going in the right direction. I mean, not that they were undefeated going into it, but really got them going in a major direction. Both these two programs are hoping that in that sense, history will repeat itself.
Yeah, definitely, Randy. You know, I know, you know, around the school this week, everybody was, you know, kind of fired up and ready for this game. And like you said, you know, hopefully this propels one of them to, you know, do something like they did last year with Cozad, and where Cozad was able to, you know, run the table and win the Class C1 championship. And, you know, like you said, you know, Kearney Catholic had him down two touchdowns about 6 minutes to go. And Kearney Catholic, I know the kids feel like, you know, they kind of let one slip away, and they were looking forward to tonight.
And if you want an idea of how close this game is expected to be, well, we mentioned both teams are rated number three in the state, depending on which large city newspaper you want to look at. And both teams beat Ogallala by identical 25-13 scores. So if you want to compare scores, it is not going to get any closer than that. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to step away for just a few moments. Here we're going to come back and talk with the two head coaches, and we'll begin with Cozad head coach Brian Cargill, who has never lost as the head coach of the Cozad Haymakers. Certainly Kearney Catholic wants to change that tonight. We'll talk with the coaches coming up right after this.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio, getting ready for one of the highlight games of the season. It's the rematch between Kearney Catholic and Cozad at Haymaker Field, and we're joined now by the head coach of the Haymakers, defending state champions Brian Cargill. And, Coach, thanks for the time. And this game has a playoff feel to it. It's always nice to be tested early in the season, and you've been tested a couple of times. How do you like where you're at right now?
Well, I think we're doing pretty well. 3-0, and had a little bump last week. Didn't execute very well against Chase County, but things that we messed on were definitely correctable. And Chase County, very tough team. They were 2-0, so pretty satisfied with where we're at, and our young guys are making progress.
Where are some of the things that you knew coming into this season that you'd have to really address, and maybe that has been still concern for you so far?
Well, just, obviously the guys we had to play from last year. In terms of varsity experience, I mean, we've got some kids that are seniors, but in terms of varsity experience, they don't have a lot of experience. And so, those guys are coming along real fine, but it's going to take this early part of the season, probably up through, game 6 or 7, before they're really comfortable in their role with what they do. They're replacing 2- and 3-year starters, so those guys just need to get up speed, and they're doing a great job with that, giving a great effort, and so we expect them to continue to move along.
Talk with Brian Cargill, head coach of the state champion Cozad Haymakers. And Brian, what has been the biggest challenge of coming off a state title?
Well, you just don't want kids to become complacent, and they haven't. And, it really does feed the fire, for a lot of those younger kids to want to be a part of that. The biggest challenge, is to continue that momentum, keep them going in the weight room in the summer, and then carrying that over through the school year. And then understanding that, when you do get to that level, their team's going to want to take that big-time shot at you. And so you got to live up to that challenge and battle every game.
What about for you personally? I mean, you come in year one, obviously you've been with the program, but as a head coach year one, you can't do any better than an undefeated state title. What was different for you in the offseason?
Nothing really. I mean, in terms of our preparation, we keep the same. I just, my philosophy just goes back to basically doing things right, your execution, the win and loss pretty much takes care of itself. It's what you do in your preparation before the game, in the weeks before, and in a summer program that takes care of that business. But the big thing is, any given year, your kids are going to have a certain amount of potential, and we just want to maximize that potential.
Talk with Cozad coach Brian Cargill here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. You mentioned the weight room. I know that is extremely important to your philosophy. And even though you got a lot of new kids on the line, you still got some bulk up there. Talk about your line and what you've seen so far.
Yeah, we're going to match up pretty good with most teams that we play. We're going to go 250 with a couple of our kids and 240 with another one. Then we drop down into that 210, 220 range with our other two guys. Our smallest lineman's probably Limerick. He's at that 200, 210. And so, size-wise, we'll match up with most teams that we play against. Obviously, Kearney Catholic this week, they're probably a little bigger than us, but not a lot.
And when you have to replace some all-staters and want to run behind that line, you've got to replace Jake Paulson. But Colin Watovic has done a great job for you. And I guess when I look back here, I forgot how many yards he actually had last year, which is pretty impressive when you have the all-state running back.
Right. And he's a kid that we can lean on, and we do have some kids behind him. He's done a great job for us. We can put him out in some wide receiver sets in our spread, and we can bring him back in the backfield, of course, in our I formation power sets. And then we've got a young man in front of him by the name of Colt Liebhart, who has filled in for Alex Baritza at that fullback position. He's done a good job and is continuing to develop.
Does this team have Division I talent like you had last year?
I don't know. That kind of stuff – you kind of see that come out throughout the year, but you know, my thing for the kids, I said, hey, wherever you think you're at, be as good as you can be every day. And, you know, if it comes out at the end that they develop to that point where they can get to that level, great. You know, if not, the whole thing comes back to, you know, be as good as you can be.
We're talking with Brian Cargill here for another couple minutes on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they get ready to host Kearney Catholic. It's not like that game turned around your season last year, because you obviously started with the huge win with Adams Central and were playing good football. But as you said, it was an eye-opener, and we all remember the great comeback that you guys had. And after that fourth quarter, nobody touched you the rest of the season. Take us back to what that did for your team, able to rally and win that game.
Well, you know, the psychology of it, we had had trouble with named teams for some time, and they were obviously a great team last year. And we got in a situation there in the second, third quarter where they pretty much dominated the football game. You know, in the fourth quarter, we were able to get a couple of those stops and then hit the two big plays to get it into overtime and win the game. And psychologically, the kids started to understand that, you know, if you commit to it and just keep coming and your preparation is good, you know, the rest of that stuff takes care of itself. And so, you know, psychologically, it kind of put us over the top where we were very confident, and then kind of carried us throughout the season from that point.
And, Brian, what do you see in Kearney Catholic? We already talked a little bit about the line, but what is different about their team that you see this year?
Well, very good line, obviously, as we just talked about, tremendous up front, I believe. And Bryce James out there at the wide receiver position is very dangerous on the edge. Then they got the Masker kids, their quarterback, very solid, experienced signal caller for him. And then they got Howe, a very strong runner at their running back position. So, you know, they're filled up in the skill positions. They're very good in all areas, we believe. And then on defense, of course, you know, they do what they do, and they're gonna try and stop that run, and you better have something to counter it. And you know, I just think they're strong both sides of the ball. Really, no weaknesses for them on both sides of the ball.
A quirk in the schedule too. You only have this is your only home game in 5 weeks, a month and a half. How does that play?
Yeah, that was quite the deal. You know, when they started the 9-game schedule, and you got that swing, so. Kind of a situation that's an oddity, but, you know, I actually like going back to that 9-game schedule and getting back to the 16-team format here like they used to have in Class B back when I was playing. You know, it is what it is, and that's our schedule, and that's what we're working with.
And we'll kind of wrap it up with this, because you speak of back when you were playing. You got two straight road games, but you're going to have to go back to the alma mater here in a couple of weeks up at Ord. Have you given that any thought of what your emotions will be?
Oh, you know, it's kind of business. I've had a lot of people ask me that question so far. But, you know, when you get to this point, it's just business. And you got to, you know, coach kids up and go down there and play. And, you know, maybe some old memories pop up from back, you know, in the glory days, so to speak. But just nice. You know, that's a good part of the country. I've always loved that part of the country, too. And it'd be nice to visit some folks I'm familiar with, and it'll be a good time. And Coach Hagee does a great job down there.
Well, it's pretty popular to blow up a guy's head and put it on a stick. You think they'll be doing that, some of your family members?
Well, I hope not. You know, it's kind of one of them deals. You need to keep that with Duke and North Carolina.
Well, Coach, always great to catch up with you. As a couple of Chanticleer alums, we'll focus on tonight's game and wish you the best of luck throughout the season. And, Brian, thanks for the time.
Well, thanks for having us on. We sure appreciate it. Have a great day.
That's Brian Cargill, head coach of the Cozad Haymakers, and we will talk with the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Dave Colling, right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN. Game night in Cozad as the defending state champion Haymakers welcome in Kearney Catholic. We've already talked about the meeting last year, what these two teams have on the line going into tonight. Now, it's not a district game, and so that puts a little different light on it, especially with the 16 teams and the format to change in the playoffs this year in Class C. But still the biggest game in the area tonight. Head coach Dave Colling joins us here as they try to go 4-0 this evening. And Dave, sounds like the week's been good and the team is getting healthy, and you're about as ready as you could be going into the game.
Yeah, it's been a great week. Coaches haven't had to say a lot. Boys have kind of been looking forward to this game for a long time. And so, like I said, great focus, energy levels high, and just a good week of practice.
Coaches talk about good weeks of practice. Very rarely will they say it was a bad week until after the game. What do you look for on a day-to-day basis to know that the kids are on the right page?
Well, we've had bad weeks, believe me. but this week, even starting as early as Monday, just the kids, when I get out of school and get out there at quarter till four or 10 till four, they're focused in doing pre stuff that we want them to do. And it just seems like it just flows better practice. We get from one thing to the other, and not have to repeat stuff. And when we do PMO and stuff like that, the number of plays we have to do over are less and less. And so that you can tell the kids are focused and just an added energy level this week. Kids were high-fiving and emotion and stuff like that. So it's evident when you have a good week of practice.
Is this carryover from the fourth quarter last week, Dave, or is this just Cozad week?
I'd like to say we had a great fourth quarter. Last week, as you're alluding to, but I think the opponent has a lot to do with it. And like I said, the kids probably circled this for a long time. So I think a lot of it was to Cozad week, to be honest with you.
Dave Colling, head football coach, Kearney Catholic, with us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Take me through what you saw last week against Lakeview. That was not just a different game this year. It was a different type of game than the Stars have been a part of for quite some time, 45-28, needing that big fourth quarter, seeing a Lakeview team that maybe matured up a little bit last week.
They did. Lakeview came in and hit us in the mouth early. I mean, they did. And they're a good football team. They're 0-3, but not indicative of how good their physical football team. They may have been one of the most physical football teams we've played this year, actually. But we started off slow again and had some penalties that hurt us. And a lot of the stuff we did to ourselves. But Lakeview had a nice little plan coming in, and we had to rally in the fourth quarter. And the seniors in line and stuff like that tell me, Coach, we got you. But at some point, like I told them this week, we got to start fast. And this week isn't a week we start coming to play in the fourth quarter. It ain't going to happen. So I think the kids realize that and stuff like that. So we got a lot of work done this week, shored up a few things. I think that we were outside stuff last week wasn't so good for us, or outside backers and so forth. But they shored some stuff up this week and look for them to have a better game this Friday.
Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling with us. And Coach Cargill, even though he only has one kid back from last year's state championship team on the line, he's very confident with the guys that have filled in, and they're pretty big. That's one thing that they are very proud of at Cozad, has always been the big boys up front. If you're talking physical, what are you expecting from them from that aspect?
A lot of their boys are seniors too, so it's not like we're, granted they haven't had some of the experience, but they bring back a very good offensive line. Watovic, a very good skill guy. Young's doing a great job at quarterback, and they're physical. So we're going to have to meet them. I think that's one of the keys to the game tonight, which team's more physical. Right out of the gate, turnovers are going to be huge, and penalty yards are going to be huge as well. I think they do what they do. They're going to run the Power J and all kinds of stuff like that they're good at, and they do game to game, and we got to stop it. And if we do what we're supposed to do and read our keys and play physical, then it'll be a good ball game.
Dave, what is different with this year's Cozad team than the one you played last year?
We're sitting there looking at stuff, as a coaching staff, and there's not a ton of stuff different. They don't have Paulson, but Watovic does a nice job back there, shifty kid. They don't have Boyser, you know, he's at UNL, but they have a big number 44 at fullback that does a pretty dang good job there also. Their linemen are big up front. They throw to a couple guys, kind of like they did last year. They have, you know, a couple of receivers they like to throw to when they do throw. And they're a physical football team, well coached. And so, like I said, we got to come to play right away tonight and shore up some of our miscues. That's something that's kind of, you know, we talked about a bunch and was hope to have them cleared up by now. And at this game, we need to clear those up.
Last minute here with Kearney Catholic coach Dave calling on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, we talk about it from a Cozad perspective, the great comeback they had, and it really, after the win against you guys last year, nobody touched them the rest of the way, and they win the state championship. Conversely, what did that game, you've kind of talked about the motivation for tonight, but conversely, what did that game do to you guys?
You know, last, you know, and I think Coach alluded to this a little bit earlier in the week, but sometimes a big game like that can propel you to you know, kids' confidence and stuff like that, and sometimes propels you, you know, throughout the season. You know, but I don't feel like we fell off much last year. You know, we went into the game the underdog last year, and you know, I thought we put a pretty good three quarters. Football, you know, pretty good football last year, and didn't shore up things at the end, and attribute that to Cozad also. But the kids, like I said, were, you know, knew we were right there playing with the team that won state last year. So, you know, I think the confidence level didn't teeter too much last year. But once again, this year, this is a big game because of that. You know, you go in playing a team that's rated and you're rated and get a victory here, and then sometimes it does propel the confidence and propel you, you know, throughout the next, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 games.
Finally, Dave, I think this is hard to predict, but I'll ask you about it anyway. Your team had some troubles early in the season with cramping. We're going to get now an unusually hot day today. Mm-hmm. How can you prepare? Do you know that you guys have that problem taken care of, or is that still a worry tonight?
You know, our trainer, we talked all week. We got him rolling on the Gatorade and a little extra salt on the food and stuff like that. During practice, we started that Tuesday, and you know, to try to prepare for, we knew it was going to be a little hot tonight. You know, cramping is just a weird, you know, even talking to our trainer, just a weird deal. Some guys don't cramp much. Some guys are prone to it. It's nerves, I think, take into account there a little bit. And so we, you know, the kids have hydrated. They are, you know, and I guess we just got to hope we don't cramp. But yeah, it's going to be hot tonight, and you know, like I said, our kids are prepared for that. And I just, you know, hopefully that doesn't occur. That's, you know, it's a tough thing for either team when you're, you know, we got some depth at places, but you know, other places were a little less depth, and so anytime you cramp two or three guys, you're going to put yourself in a little bit of predicament.
Well, it should be a great game tonight, Dave. Look forward to another good one. We appreciate the time and best of luck.
Hey, thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
That's Kearney Catholic star head football coach Dave Colling, and we'll be back with the starting lineups on ESPN Radio right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Cozad. Our starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the Cozad Haymakers, the defending state champions in Class C1. Their starting offensive lineup look like this. Nate Lemmer is a 200-pound senior. He's at center. At guard will be Nick Peben. He is a 250-pound senior. Also at guard will be Dallas Mock, 230-pound senior. The tackles are Mitchell Fisher. He's also a senior at 250 pounds. Neil Henderson is a 200-pound senior tackle as well. The tight end is Jason Finnegan. He's 200 pounds and a senior. The other tight end will be Mitchell Wolf, 190 pounds, also a senior. At fullback will be Colt Liebhart, a 220-pound junior. The tailback is Colin Watovic. He's 180 pounds and a senior. Wide receiver is Sam Cole. He is a junior, 150 pounds. And the quarterback is Connor Young, 185 pounds and a senior. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, at center will be Nick Dowling, a 5'10", 205 pounds senior. Guards are Austin Ahrens, 6 foot, 215 pounds, and a senior. Dennis Cabanting is the other guard, 6 foot, 255 pounds, and a senior. Did not play last week with a minor injury to his elbow, and he is all better now. Nick Brungart will start at tackle. He is 6'3", 255 pounds, and a senior. The other tackle is Colin Ariondo, 6 foot, 240 pounds, and a senior. Wide receivers are Chase Murphy, 6'1", 180 pounds senior. Also, Harrison Pierce, 5'9", 150 pounds, and a senior. He is hard cast, is off of that injured thumb. He is now back to a soft cast, so he will be starting on offense this week as well as back punting. Wingback will be Bryce James, 5'9", 175 pounds, and a junior. The other wingback is John Bach, 5'10", 170 pound junior. Running back is Nathan Howe, 5'11", 190 pounds, and a junior. Quarterback is John Masker, 6'2", 175 pounds, and a senior. And other starters that will start, most of those folks will start on defense for Kearney Catholic. Starting on defense, not on offense, though, is Creighton Hammack. He's 6'1", 180 pounds, and a junior. Also starting on defense will be Brady Holtmeyer at safety. He is 6 foot, 175 pounds, and the only sophomore starter. And the kicker will be Grant Bushcutter, 5'9", 165 pounds, and a junior. Don't want to graduate him a little bit too soon there. Our starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And Don Lees, we're getting pretty close to getting things ready to go here. And you can just kind of feel, this feels like a big game. It just absolutely has that feel to it.
Yeah, it does, Randy. We're over here on the Cozad side, and they are fired up and ready to roll here, Randy. And you look across the way, and you see the Kearney Catholic fans and the team over there, and they're ready to roll too. And you know, it's just one of those games that's going to be a very, very good game tonight.
And whoever makes the fewest mistakes will probably win this. And we'll talk more about that when we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show coming up right after this.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back here to Haymaker Stadium. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Back here at Haymaker Stadium, and PA guys, he's certainly in the mood to get things going, and we're really looking forward to this matchup. I think the bigger guys up front, again, I think there's a little bit of an advantage to Kearney Catholic with the size. I think really Kearney Catholic might be a little bit better team but still is going to boil down to, especially since this is played here in Cozad, Don, I think the biggest difference tonight is whoever's going to make the fewest number of mistakes, and that's not really saying a whole lot because that's almost universally true in football.
And you know, the past 3 weeks, Kearney Catholic's had a few of those mistakes where, you know, you're setting, we mentioned it last week, Randy, where they're setting third and four, and all of a sudden they get an illegal motion or something like that, and then all of a sudden it's third and nine, and then they get the, you know, six yards. But if they wouldn't have got that penalty, they would have been right there for the first down and stuff. And that's going to play a big role tonight, is who has the least amount of penalties. The trenches up front, I think, is going to be a big, big key for this. And like you said, I think Kearney Catholic a little bit bigger up front and stuff, but we'll see which way the ball bounces tonight.
Yeah, and again, it was those mistakes. Now, knock on wood here, Kearney Catholic has not turned the ball over a whole lot this season. Only two turnovers the entire season. But Cozad is very good at that. They forced two turnovers, two pick sixes against Ogallala. Yeah. Otherwise, they would have had their hands full with Ogallala.
Yep, and that's true, Randy.
And in fact, Ogallala was poised to take the go-ahead score. And instead, it was a pick six the other way, and it ends up being a 25-13 game.
Yep, and exact score that we had on that, Randy. And like you said, Kearney Catholic's done some things as far as, you know, gotten a few penalties, but the turnovers they have not. So hopefully tonight they don't do that. You don't have the turnovers tonight also.
Well, the sun is setting obviously just directly behind us. We're at the West Stadium here, so the field runs directly north and south. And so sun will be a little bit of a factor here as people are kind of looking in on those outlet passes out to the sideline. Cozad is going to kick off to get things started here. Andrew Sayer going to be doing the honors. There's still a minute three left on the clock, and they got it teed up, and they either have to reset the clock or, they got to get it reset to 12 minutes before they kick it off anyway, and I think they have to let it run all the way down. Of course, back deep for Kearney Catholic is Bryce James and John Bach, and the return game, we haven't talked a whole lot about special teams, but the return game for Kearney Catholic has been very strong all season long. Cozad, though, they have that reputation, they kind of have that history of breaking some big plays.
Yeah, they do, especially last year. With the Paulson kid, that they broke a lot of those plays, Randy. And that's one thing Kearney Catholic's done a really good job of is their special teams. Bryce James, John Bach, and those guys have done a great job of returning kicks and punts.
Well, Kearney Catholic, as we said, will get their hands on the ball first. Nathan Howe averaging 138.7 yards rushing per game. Bryce James now is averaging almost 100 yards receiving with six touchdowns. And John Basker, 162 yards per game in the air with seven touchdowns and no interceptions for Cozad. Colin Watovic has been rushing for 115.7 yards per game and three touchdowns. Connor Young, 75.3 yards a game, also with three touchdowns. And they have not thrown the ball a whole lot. They are pretty much a run-dominated team. But right now we'll see what their defense and special teams can do as they're set to kick off here to Kearney Catholic. We're all set. There is the whistle, and we are getting underway as Sayer will step up. A fairly low line drive kick. It's going to scoot, and it's going to go through the hands of Bryce James and into the end zone, and that is an automatic touchback in high school. So Kearney Catholic will start up shop here at the 20-yard line, and that's really that line drive kick. They're hoping to get it past those guys because they don't want to face that Kearney Catholic return game, as we mentioned.
No, they don't, Randy. Like you said, it was kind of a low line drive kick, and one of those up guys kind of went, should I get that? And they kind of let it go, and it bounced and went right through Bryce's hands and into the end zone, so they get the ball at the 20-yard line.
And again, no harm, no foul. That was such a low-line drive kick. It might have been hard for one of those upbacks to really handle. Masker will be in the shotgun formation, and now Howe will go back deep in that one-back formation as Masker now will get under center. Mestel comes across the formation. They're going to hand it off to Howe. Howe right up the middle, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that is about it. He will push the pile forward and gain only one on the play.
Yep, up front it was pretty good penetration. Not a lot of penetration, but the linebacker position, they kind of blitzed there, Randy, and they tried to run that deep handoff and have Nathan just kind of read which way he's going, and there just wasn't much there.
And Colin Watovic came from his linebacker position, did make the tackle. So, again, same formation, two wideouts to the right. Mestel going to come across the formation. Masker is in under center. They're going to hand it off to Howe again. He goes off that left side, a little bit more room to run, brings it across the 25, and that is about it. Usually he makes a few more yards after contact than that, but he gains about four on the play. It's going to set up third and five.
Yep, and like you said, with Mestel going in motion from right to left there, and then they try to see if that linebacker, how it's going to shift, and then they give that ball deep to Nathan Howe, and Howe kind of reads which way he's going to go and ends up picking up about 5 yards on the play.
So third and five, You know, almost any down is a throwing down for Kearney Catholic, but they will have that same formation. In fact, they're going to go with a tight end on the near side, fake the handoff to Howe. It's play action. They're going to throw it deep, and it is overthrown and incomplete, trying to connect with John Bach, but great coverage there by Connor Young, and Young with a nice break on the ball. Fortunate for Kearney Catholic, he did not come away with the interception.
Yep, and that, they got a little bit of pressure up the middle that time, Randy. Jason Finnegan was one of them that came up the middle there and got a little bit of pressure. You know, John didn't want to quite throw it that at right then and there, but did get it out there in time, and Connor Young had good defense on that one.
Well, I actually thought that Grant Bushcutter would not be punting, that it would be Harrison Pierce, who did warm up, but it is Bushcutter who's going to punt. Kearney Catholic is going to tighten up their formation here a little bit. Ball spotted at the 26-yard line. Low snap, pressure coming. Bushcutter gets it off. It is high in the air and wobbling into that wind. It's going to get across the 50-yard line, take a small Cozad bounce, and the Haymakers are going to be in pretty good shape. They're going to be just short of midfield at the 49-yard line.
Yeah, you know, just had a little bit of pressure coming up the middle there. As you kind of a little bit of a lower snap, and by the time Grant got it off, you know, he had a little bit of pressure there, Randy, like you said. And that wind's kind of creating a little bit of havoc with it. You know, pretty good punt for what we had to have right there.
We got a 20-25-mile-an-hour wind, and we'll talk more about that here in just a little bit. And about 90 degrees, it is starting to cool off a little bit as that sun gets a little bit further and further into the western regions. Connor Young in under center. Of course, has two running backs behind him. They hand it off to Witovic. Witovic off that right side will bring it across the 50-yard line. I think they're going to mark him short of the 49. Well, they're going to give him all the way to the 49, so that'll be a gain of two from 149 to the other.
Yep, it's just a handoff to the right side. He's following his eye back, you know, and they got the fullback up there trying to, you know, create a little bit of an opening for him also, Randy. And there just wasn't a whole lot of room. Kearney Catholic's front line did a really good job that time.
Well, again, neither one of these two teams have really seen too many large holes open up. As, again, both sides of the ball, both teams very, very big up front for Class C1 teams. Shotgun formation here and a little bit of movement. That'll be a 5-yard penalty coming up against Cozad. That'll back him up to second and 14. Real quick, we'll tell you that it's 89 degrees here, and we have a wind of about, they say, about 15 miles an hour. Gusts are going probably closer to 20 and 25 miles an hour. Field is in great shape, but, boy, it is going to be warm out there tonight. Tonight's field conditions are brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. And that 5-yard penalty is a little bit of what Kearney Catholic had trouble with last week, and we'll see if Cozad can overcome this 5-yard penalty. They've got a couple of downs to do it. It'll be second and 14, shotgun formation here for Witovic, and he's going to roll out to his left. He's looking, a little bit of pressure coming, and now he's going to be wrapped up. Howe's got him. Also getting a good chunk of the tackle there is Dennis Cabanting. Cabanting forced that movement of the pocket to the left side. Howe then was able to make the first contact, and then Cabanting came off of his block.
Yep, they did a little bit of a crossing route that time, Randy, and number 11 for Cozad just did a little bit of out of a 10-8-yard out, and another guy went towards the middle there, and both of them were covered very well by the DBs. And like you said, you know, with Nathan Howe and Dennis Cabanting getting in on the tackle there.
Ball at the 35-yard line. They got across the 50 and get near the 40. So they've got about 20 yards to go here. They're trying to set up a screen. Now they're going to have to throw it deep. Witovic has a long air, and the tip is going to be out of play here as Bach was there with great coverage as they were trying to basically just throw a jump ball out there to chase Dugan. And Bach had great protection, and that's one of those that if it gets intercepted, that's a nice punt.
Yep, and that's what I was just about ready to say, Randy. You know, they're setting now, you know, right at fourth and about 20, 21 to go. And, you know, he threw it deep, and if they would, it would have got intercepted, it would have been down around the 10-15-yard line. So why not try it?
Bach and James are back deep. In punt formation is Neil Henderson. No, check that. It's going to be Jordan Henry who's going to be doing the punting here. And he gets it off. A little bit of pressure from Amick, a high kick. And it's going to be picked up by James. James gets a block on that left side, brings it out to about the 30-yard line. And everybody stayed in the lanes there for the Haymakers. Again, Kearney Catholic got what they could out of that. They had a nice block up there, and the return is out to the 30-yard line. So the Stars will gain 10 yards on the exchange of possession.
Yep, and like
which, with the wind blowing in their face, isn't too bad of an exchange.
Not at all, you know. And then that was a nice high kick, like you said, Randy. And you know, Cozad did a good job. Like you said, staying in their lanes, because that's when you get out of the lanes. That's when Bryce James can make things happen.
So now Kearney Catholic will go with the shotgun, more of a pistol formation, really, because just to the left of Masker is going to be Howe. Two wideouts to the right, two to the left. Quick handoff to Howe. He comes off tackle, breaks one tackle, has it in the middle. He's across the 50, and Watovic is wrestling him down. He's down about the 38-yard line. So he'll gain 17 and a 12 more. That's a 29-yard scamper for Nathan Howe right up the middle. And Watovic was trying to strip the ball out of his hands. Otherwise, he might have made the tackle a little bit sooner, but he was going for the ball. And you're not going to wrestle Nathan Howe away from the football very often.
No, Nathan does a great job of securing the football and those, Randy. And like you said, you know, he just took a deep handoff, went right up the middle, nice blocks up front, and he got into that secondary. And then they tried to strip him of the ball after he gained about 15, 16 yards, and then Nathan just kind of fought him off and ended up gaining about 29 yards on the play.
Well, we do mention the wind here. It is our back, and the South Stadium here is made of concrete, and it will block a fair amount of that wind until the ball gets above the stadium, and that punt certainly did. Masker's going to take the ball out of Howe's belly, and that read option is only going to gain him about 2 yards as he goes right up the middle, and there's really no room to run.
Well, and that's one thing, you know, we mentioned before, when Kearney Catholic finds something, they go to it and go to it. And then, you know, this time they, you know, they faked it to Nathan Howe going up the middle, and then John goes to the left side, and there just wasn't a lot there, but he ends up picking up about two on the play.
This is the second drive of the game here for Kearney Catholic. Neither team really moved the ball very effectively. Their first possession, still no score, 7:47 to go, quarter number one. Shotgun for Masker. He's going to run the option to this left side. He's going to pitch it out to Howe. Howe, a little juke step, gets the corner, gets to the outside, jumps over one guy at about the 30-yard line, and is going to be down at about the 28. He's going to be awfully close to a first down here. A gain of, we're going to write it down as 8. He's close to that first down marker.
Yeah, and that was a good job this time, you know, John Matzker taking the ball and coming to his right side with that option, Randy. And I think it was number 10, Watovic, out there for the Cozad Haymakers, and he kind of read it off of him and made a nice pitch. And then Nathan was able to get around Watovic. And then I think it was number 3 for Kearney Catholic. That's Tyler Mestel making a great block on the outside, and he picks up the first down on it.
Mestel and Bushcutter wide to the right. Bach and Pierce wide to the left. Howe in that pistol formation. Bushcutter comes across that formation. Masker will get the snap, rolls to his left side, looks, throws it underneath. It is through the hands of John Bach and incomplete.
Yep, and just going to the left side, you know, rolling out to that left side. They had Grant Bushcutter out in the flats too. And then, you know, he had Nathan or John Bach about 9 yards downfield, just did a little button hook right there, and he had him on there and they hit him right in the numbers, but John just didn't catch that one.
So now two wideouts to the left, two to the right again. Handoff right up the middle, and breaking through there is Howe. Howe at the 10, at the 5, is going to be pulled down just short of the goal line. A gain of 25, and then a very late flag at the end of the play. So I'll hold up rightness down, but it appears that that might even be a penalty for a late hit on Cozad, which I did not see.
I didn't either. I think I see the guy kind of saying the horse collar. He was grabbing onto his shoulder pads there. So, yeah, that's what they called, Randy.
But a 25-yard run, and that what normally would be a 15-yard penalty is now about 15 inches.
Yeah. And like you said, nice run right up the middle. You know, opened up real well for Nathan Howe. And once he got into the, you know, open there, you know, he had to outrun, you know, Connor Young, and got all the way down to about the 7-inch line.
Right, well, there. Howe has had a 29-yard run and a 25-yard run on this drive, both of them going right up the gut. And I have a prediction he's going to run it right up the gut here. No, it's going to be snapped through the hands of Bryce James. James has to fall on it. No, he picks it up. Now he falls on it. And that'll be a loss of 19 as the snap was high and hard through the hands of Bryce James, and a loss of 19 on the play as Kearney Catholic tried the wildcat there and never really got a chance to run the play that they wanted to run.
Yep. And you had Bryce James back there, and it's going to be a snap to Bryce James, like you said, in the wildcat position. And it was one of those that was just a little bit hard, a little, you know, and went through Bryce's, you know, up above Bryce's head there a little bit. And then Bryce gets back there on it, picks it up, has a chance, you know, but there's a lot of haymakers right there, Randy, and then he just ends up falling on it.
So now Masker in the shotgun formation. He gets the snap. It's a little bit early. He wasn't ready for it. And so a couple of bad snaps back-to-back, and he has to fall on the ball. And Kearney Catholic has backed up 22 yards since they had it first and goal inside the one.
Yep, they had first and goal, like you said, Randy, about the 7-inch line and two bad snaps. Now they're sitting here for third and goal at about the 22, 23-yard line right now.
So now you're just hoping to get in field goal range, because with the wind blowing as it is, they are not in field goal range just yet, I don't believe. So Masker in the shotgun here, gets a good snap, looking, has a little time, steps up, throws, and has a man open. It's caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Harrison Pierce.
Yep, just on that one, it looked like Harrison ran like an inside route there, and John Bach went to the outside on it, and both guys bit on John Bach, and Harrison Pierce ran a flag route right towards the middle, and they threw – beautiful pass from John Masker to Harrison Pierce for the touchdown.
Well, that injured thumb, not hurting at all. Of course, with a club on his hand, he made a nice catch on defense last week. And Kearney Catholic, for a moment there, I thought they were going to try some sort of shenanigans here, but Bushcutter will try the extra point. Kick is down. Kick is up high, and in that wind, it just floated and floated and floated. It was plenty deep, but it hung a great hang time. It looked almost like a punt. The extra point by Bushcutter is good, and it is 7-0. Kearney Catholic able to erase a couple of bad snaps when they were inside the one, and they're able to throw the 23-yard touchdown pass from Masker all the way over to Harrison Pierce, and it's 7-0 Stars with 5:55 to go here in the first quarter. We're back after this.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payments, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
A little bit of wind blowing in the face of Chase Murphy as he'll kick it off here for Kearney Catholic. Stars lead it 7-0, and it is a high short kick trying to do a little pooch. It's picked up at about the 20-yard line, and a little juke move here by Connor Young, and Young breaks into the open, and unless somebody can track him down, he's going to take it the distance. He is an 80-yard kickoff return, and Kozad has answered right back.
Yep, just one of those high kicks, Randy, and it looked like he didn't have much room. He kind of took it to the right side. He acted like he was going to go about 4 or 5 steps to the right side, and he just made a hard cut back into the middle, and then there was one person right there, and then he made one big juke and then got down through that middle and outran everybody else there. So nice run.
And the thing is, with that short kick, everybody was kind of bunched up together. Yep. They were in their lanes, but they were bunched together, and once he got past that line, that was past everybody in the line, and nobody had an angle on him. So the extra point coming up here from Andrew Sayer, and number 7 will try to tie this up at 7 as an 80-yard kickoff return, and Kozad is able to answer right back. Big plays again. Good snap. The kick is up. It looks good from here, and it looks good down there as well. We're tied at 7. And Kozad now will return the favor and kick off to the Stars 7-7 as big play Kozad hits another big one. We're deadlocked at 7 each. We're back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Well, coming up with big plays is modus operandi for the Cozad Haymakers. That has been their M.O. during this now 16-game winning streak. Long kickoff here with the wind at the back for Andrew Sayer, and that's going to go into the end zone. That'll be another touchback. And again, that wind is a factor. Kearney Catholic right now is kicking into that wind, and Cozad has it at their back, and it showed up a little bit in that exchange of kickoffs.
Yeah, it has, man. You know, he got that one way up in the air, too. And Bryce James just went back and just had about a foot probably in the end zone. But anyway, it's a touchback, and it goes out to the 20-yard line right there.
So the Stars have 80 yards to go here. They marched right down the field. In fact, even had a couple of bad snaps when they had it at first and goal. Hand off right up the middle to Howe, and Howe's got nowhere to go. Yep. I'm not even sure he got back to the line of scrimmage. In fact, he did not. He lost about a half a yard.
Yeah, just one of those deep handoffs to Nathan Howe. He just kind of reads it, comes to the right side, and that's where they had a couple of blitzers coming in there. Randy, at number two, Austin Turek was in there, and the defensive line did a good job of kind of maintaining right there.
And just kind of a rock right in the middle there was Mitchell Fisher. He did not get moved at all from just off of the center's right shoulder. Mesto comes across the formation. Masker is under center. Howe back deep. They're going to hand it off to Howe. He slips up the middle, has a little room to run, cuts back to the inside. He's going to be pulled down after he gets across the 35-yard line. He's going to gain about 18 yards on the play. And again, just right up the middle, that's the soft underbelly right now, that Cozad defense.
Yeah, you know, he takes that handoff, you know, about 7-8 yards deep there, Randy, and then he kind of reads and he kind of knows which way to go, but yet he'll read it. And whenever he sees that hole, Nathan just takes off and busts right through there. And we've mentioned it before. When he hits the hole, he's hitting it at full speed. And, you know, when you tackle him, he's usually going forward. So he always gains about a yard or two more a lot of times.
4:55 to go. Now 4:45, excuse me, here in the quarter number one. We're tied at 7. Kearney Catholic touchdown pass. The ensuing kickoff return by Cozad. Hand off to Howe right up the middle. And that time, they just kind of picked up his legs and dumped him on his backside, about to his shoulders. But that's not until after he's gained 5 yards. Just a quick hitter right up the middle for Nathan Howe.
Yep, kind of the same thing. Went to the left side again, Randy, there. And they've kind of found something that they like. And he's been going off to the left side, and he picks up about 6 yards on the play on that one.
Well, 5 yards of crackle. Get her done. Man in motion across the formation is Gummy Mestel. Masker is under center. Hand off to Howe. Howe lost the football. It got stripped out of there. And I think Kearney Catholic came up with it, or did they? Nope, Cozad comes out of there with it. They had a problem on the exchange, and Kearney Catholic with the turnover.
And they had things kind of going there, Randy. You know, second and five, you know, Nathan was picking up some good chunks of yards, and just not quite a clean exchange between John Matzker and Nathan Howe there, and the ball is on the turf, and Cozad ends up getting on top of it.
So they get the ball in pretty good field position here, first and 10 from the 42-yard line. So last time they touched the ball, they ran an 80-yard kickoff back. Now their offense, who hasn't really done a whole lot yet so far, will go out of that I formation, and the handoff right up the middle here to Colin Watovic, and Watovic met by the center of that line. It'll be a gain of about close to 2.5 yards or so.
Yep, and right up in the middle there, you got big Nick Brungart, you got Dennis Cabanting in there, and you got your middle linebackers coming flying in there. Nathan Howell's in on that tackle also, Randy, so, you know, kind of a stales made up front. You know, he ends up picking up about 2 yards on the play, following his eye back up there, but good job by the Kearney Catholic front guys.
And Dan Owen, you mentioned in there as well. I mean, they really came with a lot of hats right there. So, again, that I formation, stepping under center here is going to be Connor Young. And Young will have a quick throw out to this left side. Pass is complete. Nice little juke move there to gain a couple extra yards there by Chase Dugan. And Dugan will bring it out to about the 35-yard line. And that's going to set up third and very manageable here, about 4 yards.
Yep. And you had Creighton Hammock out here on defending that little quick out. And Creighton was kind of right there. And Dugan did a good job of making Creighton miss and ends up picking up about 3, 4, or 5 yards on the play.
So a gain of about 5 there for Dugan. And the ball in the hands here of Watovic. Watovic trying to get the corner and does turn it well enough that it gains about 5-6 yards. That'll be enough for a first down. Just a quick little hitter off that right side.
Yeah, just getting the ball, you know, kind of like they did with, you know, Kearney Catholic does with Nathan Howe. They gave it to him a little bit deeper this time. And he's able to read. He went off to the right side, or Kozad's right side, and made a nice move at the beginning that Randy and picked up the first down.
So Young now will be in kind of a pistol formation, and they snap it a little bit long, and he's got to dive on it. So that'll be another loss on the play on a snap that was just off the mark a little bit. And he might have been a little laissez-faire in terms of picking that up. That's going to be a loss of about 6 on the play.
Yep, you know, like you said, Randy, just a, you know, a snap that went through Connor Young's hands there, you know, off to the left just a little bit, and went through his hands. And he, like you said, he didn't really just bounce on the ball. He just kind of went over there and got on it. Nick Dowling was, you know, right in there to get the, you know, get in there, and just about had that too.
So Young now will be in under center. They're going to run out of the eye. Young looking to throw. Throws it in underneath. It's going to be caught down there. And the tackle going to be made by Howe. And also at the bottom of the pile there is going to be Harrison Pierce. And that'll pick up the 6 yards they lost on that previous play. But it's going to set up third and a good 10 here.
Yep.
I got a little bit more than I thought. It's going to be third and about 9.
9 on that. Yeah. And they sent one guy deep, Randy, and they had another guy running an out route. They sent the guy on the outside, you know, pretty deep on that pass, and then he just ran underneath him, kind of a little bit of a flood right type situation, and they connected for about 7-8 yards on the play.
So rolling out here is going to be Young. Young will tuck it and go, and he makes one man miss, cuts back to the inside, is going to be wrapped up inside the 20-yard line, but he's going to have for the first down, a scramble of about 11 yards on the play, and Connor Young will move the sticks here for the Haymakers.
Yep, just, you know, coming rolling out to his left side here, Randy. At times he's looking downfield trying to see it, but I think Connor Young just thought, you know, let's just see what I can pick up here. He got a good block because Nathan Howe was coming after him, and he got a good block. A guy peeled back and picked up Nathan Howe, and then he made one guy miss and had a nice run to pick up the first down.
7-7, minute 7 to go here in quarter number 1. First and 10 from the 16 here for the Haymakers. Shotgun formation for Young. Only one back in the backfield with him. They're going to hand it off to Watovic. Watovic trying to get the corner, and there's nothing there. And busting that play up with the penetration is Austin Ahrens, and then cleaning up on the backside is Dennis Cabanting. That'll be a loss of 2.
Yep, both those guys did a really good job up there. You know, Austin and Dennis Cabanting really coming flying up there from their spot. They shucked their guys off up in the front, Randy, and there was just no place for Watovic to run. Ends up losing about 3 yards on the play.
Well, right now the wind is in the back of the Haymakers for another 30.9 seconds. Clock moving here. And slowly working the way up here is Connor Young. Young is going to be in the pistol. He'll have two backs behind him. And he takes the snap, hands it off to his fullback, and running right up the middle is Cole Liebhart. And Liebhart got to the line of scrimmage, and that line of scrimmage then started heading back to the interstate.
Yeah, Nick Dowling was in on that one, number 79 for Kearney Catholic. Colin Arredondo was in there on that one, so there was just no room for him to run.
And if you're wondering, heading back to the interstate is the direction that now that we've exchanged ends is the direction that Cozad wants to go. That is the end of quarter number 1. It'll be third and about 12 from the 15 here for the Cozad Haymakers. We are tied at 7, Kearney Catholic and Cozad. We'll be back here to Haymaker Stadium right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Well, in that first quarter, Nathan Howe was 79 yards rushing, but an 80-yard kickoff return for Connor Young, and we are tied at 7 as we head into the first play of the second quarter. It'll be, they have 3rd and 9 up there, but it's a 3rd and about 13, ball at the 20-yard line. They're off by a good 5 yards here. They've got to get it to, down to about the 7. So a good 13, 14 yards they've got to get here. Shotgun formation here for Connor Young. Young's going to run the option. Comes this left side, tucks in underneath, and there's nowhere to go there. Hammock on the backside comes up, makes the tackle. So does Nathan Howe. But again, it's the big guys up front that kept kind of dragging that out. And that was going to be a very long kick if they're going to have Andrew Sayer try a field goal here. This will be about a 36-yard field goal. Into a win that I think is going to be very, very difficult.
Yeah, and with, you know, we mentioned it, you know, before, Randy, when he was kicking off with the wind, it was going deep, but we'll see what happens here against the wind and trying to make this field goal.
This will be a 36-yard field goal attempt. The snap is down. The kick is off to the left, it would appear, and it is no good. He had the distance, though. Yeah. But the wind kind of pushed it that direction a little bit. And so the field goal attempt is no good, and so we remain tied at 7. Now, in the college game, we go back to where they snapped at the pro game and go back to where the kick actually took place in the high school game. We go to the 20.
Yep, starts out at 20.
And, again, there's no reason not to try it because of that reason, really.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you're making that attempt, if it goes into the end zone, it's going right at the 20-yard line at that point, so you might as well, you know, make that attempt. And he like you said, Randy, he had a lot, you know, enough distance to get there, too.
So that was a nice kick. I did not know what kind of kicker Haymakers had, and it appears they got some confidence here with Sayer. Now Kearney Catholic will run the option here. They hand it off to Howe right up the middle, and Howe met at the line of scrimmage and is going to push the pile forward for a gain of about 1.
Yeah, just trying to take it off to that little bit of that right side, Randy, and, they run that little bit of stretch play. And Nathan trying to pick a little bit where he can go and stuff, and it just wasn't a whole lot of room this time to run.
So it'll be 2nd and 9. Obviously, the Stars got to get it to the 30-yard line. 10:45 to go. Quarter number 2, tied at 7. Under center is Masker. Bryce James going to come in motion. He's going to be the lead blocker for Howe. Howe off the tackle, comes right back up the middle, brings it across the 31-yard line. That'll be a gain of, we'll call it 10, and 1st and 10 for the Stars.
Yep, you know, as Bryce James comes in motion and he picks up that, you know, he kind of stops about the, you know, when he gets right to the quarterback, and then, you know, he picks up that guy that's, you know, left alone to, that they're not blocking, Randy, and then Nathan could read that, and he picks it up going right up the middle and picks up 10, 11 yards.
Pierce is the widest of 3 receivers to the left, which is the wide side of the field, 1 to the right. They're going to run to the wide side, pitch it out to Howe. Howe tucks it, comes off a tackle, jumps over one guy, and brings it across the 45-yard line. That'll move the chains. That'll be a gain of 13 yards, and that'll keep the chain guys a little bit busy. The chain gang is bringing out the chains, just like Kearney Towing and Repair will do for you if you're stranded on the side of the road. No matter where, they'll get you home, and a nice 13, 14-yard gain there for Kearney Catholic.
Yep, just running the option to this side, and Masker reading the defensive end on this one, pitches that ball, and then Nathan has that full head of steam and picks up the first down.
So, again, Kearney Catholic getting things going here offensively. They've gained 26 yards as Bach comes across in motion on that formation. Pitch out to Howe. Howe is going to give it to Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer in the deep back formation gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that is just about it.
Yeah, this time they put Nathan Howe, and they sent Nathan Howe to the left side to see what they would do, you know, see if they drag any linebackers. And as they go to the right side, they have Brady Holtmeyer out there, and then him and John Masker run that option, and he pitches it. And Kozad did a pretty darn good job of, you know, getting out there and stopping Brady, and Brady did a good job of getting back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, Howe's not out there at all. That's Pierce. Now Pierce on the near side. And now James will come across in motion, be the lead blocker for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer up the middle, taking great care of that ball, has 2 hands, ball firmly secured as everybody's kind of ripping at it for Kozad. He brings it across the 50-yard line, and that's going to set up now 3rd and about 3. That'll be a gain of about 5 yards.
Yeah, just taking that deep handoff was Brady Holtmeyer this time. Nathan Howe looks like he's on the sideline just getting a quick break. He's been in on a lot of the plays and stuff, Randy, and so they gave to Brady going up the middle, and he picks up about 6 yards on the play.
So we'll call it 3rd and 4 once they kind of readjusted the chains on the far side, and Masker giving some hand signals to the offensive line, and now James is going to come across, And he's getting James moving over there. They're going to have to snap it here quickly. They get it off in time, hand it off to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's got a lead blocker out there, puts his head down, and I think drives through there following the block of Austin Aarons, and I think he's got enough for the first down.
I think so, too.
Yeah, the chain guy has already moved it to first down. That's a gain of five.
Yep, and just, you know, as Bryce James comes in motion to the right side, you know, you got another blocker out there in Bryce James, and like you said, Austin Aarons did a great job of getting out front there. And making a good block, and then Brady Holtmeyer just follows him and picks up the first down.
So 8:39 to go here in the second quarter. Clock stopped to move the chains. Tied at 7. Kearney Catholic now will have it first and 10 from the 42-yard line. Two wideouts to the left, couple of juniors, Bach and James. They'll hand it off to Holtmeyer up the middle, and Holtmeyer gets back to the line of scrimmage, falls over the top of that line of scrimmage, and that's going to be just about it. Shooting through there, I believe, was Jason Finnegan. Yep. Yes, it was.
Yep, Jason Finnegan did a good job of getting, you know, shooting through there. Randy, they did that little stretch play. They give that ball back there to Brady, and Brady kind of picks what he can get. But Finnegan did a real good job of coming up there that time.
Holtmeyer out of the game. Howe back in. He'll be in at the running back position here. He's got 80, 90. He's over 100 yards already on the game. He's got 103 unofficially. And roll it out as Masker on 2nd and 9, throws it in underneath, caught by James. James trying to spin away from the first man and could not get out of the clinches of Brian Messersmith. Still going to be a solid gain on the play of about 4 yards, but a nice open field tackle there by Messersmith to keep that from being a whole lot more.
Yeah, we've seen where, you know, in some of those games, you know, you get Bryce out in the open like that. He makes that first guy miss. It's usually the second or third guy that has to tackle him. But Messersmith did a really good job of coming up and, you know, getting Bryce James in. Kind of holding on to him until somebody got there to make that.
Tackle made below the ankles.
Yep.
He was holding on to both feet and just waiting for help. So it's going to be 3rd, and we'll call it 6 here. Shotgun formation for Masker. He has no backs in the backfield. 3 wideouts to the right, 1 to the left, and I think we got a timeout. Yes, we do. Kearney Catholic calls the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Rodfoot Sand and Gravel.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as Kearney Catholic has to call the timeout here. 3rd and 6 at the 38-yard line. That's their first timeout of the first half here. And, again, a fairly important drive because if they can just march 80 yards down the field and just kind of reestablish that that momentum that they gave up because of the long kickoff return after the Stars were able to march about 60 yards down the field.
Yep, and then on that last possession that they had, Randy, they were doing a pretty good job and had a little bit of a bad exchange between John and Nathan Howe and fumbled, but they're picking up right where they left off, and they're moving the football right now.
3rd and 6, shotgun formation here for Masker. He's going to pitch it to Howe. Howe makes one man miss. Nope, he's going to hold on to his feet. He's still not down, and he's going to gain about 1. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stickum on those gloves for Colin Watovic holding on to Howe there, and that's going to set up now 4th and 5. That's a gain of 1. And, again, we're about 1 stride away from that being close to a first down.
Yep, and like you said, Randy, they ran that option to the right, and when John pitched it to Nathan, Watovic did a good job because I thought he was going to break through Watovic's tackle there, but Watovic did a great job of holding on until people got there to make the tackle.
Kearney Catholic is in punt formation, and Cozad isn't buying it. Bushcutter in kick formation here, and he'll get the snap. And he'll put it up in the air. It's going to hit, and there's nothing but Stars down there. And it goes through the hands of Bryce James and through the end zone for the touchback. And James trying his best to catch that ball and just wasn't able to have it to reel that one in.
Yep, made a good effort on it, you know, kind of trying going over the shoulder type thing, Randy. And it would have been about the 5-6 yard lines where it would have been down at, but ends up going through his hands and into the end zone for a touchback.
And the official threw the marker there where first contact was made. I'm not really sure why, because it went through the end zone, and as soon as that happened, it was a touchback. But they throw down those white beanbags to kind of show you where the play is. Yeah. So, you know, they do that for kickoffs and punt returns and interceptions. So in under center is going to be Connor Young. Ball will be at the 20-yard line, 6:20 to go here in the second quarter. I formation and a little juke move out there for Watovic. Watovic now bouncing to the outside, and Harrison Pierce is able to wrestle him down. I think he might have got back to the line of scrimmage. It's on the near sideline. We can't really see because there's a few players in our way, but boy, if he gained much, it wasn't a whole lot.
No, but I think Bryce James was the first one to come up there at about the, you know, three-yard loss area, and Watovic kind of made him miss a little bit, but Bryce did a good job of slowing everything down to where I think if Dan Owen was out there and Harrison Pierce was out there to make him, you know, basically have no gain on this play.
Slow him down. The cavalry is coming. Under center is going to be Young. I formation. Little bootleg to his left. Kabanting putting a little pressure. He steps up, throws, and it's going to be caught for a first down. And wrapped up over there by Hammock and Bach. And, boy, that was threading the needle because that was pretty good coverage there. And then they were able to connect with, is that 81?
I think 21, Randy. Chase Dugan.
Yep, maybe Dugan again.
Yep, and Dugan just running like a little flood route. You know, they had one guy on the left side going a little bit farther, and he kind of ran underneath there. And they find him for the first down. Nice catch by Dugan.
His first two catches of the year have now come against Kearney Catholic. Rolling out is Young, and he throws it between a couple of receivers, and it is incomplete, and there is a flag down. And you kind of see that pressure coming by Kearney Catholic as they're already rolling everybody out. They're not having a standard pocket, and even that isn't working because Cozad has just been called for a holding penalty.
Yeah. You know, and then I think number 71 for Kearney Catholic, Harms, which is Andrew Harms, got in there and made some good pressure on him. And I think Colin Arredondo was in there too, Randy, and both those guys were – he was rolling out to the right side trying to, you know, connect with somebody coming out here on a couple of guys on the outside here. But a lot of pressure. He threw it a lot sooner than he wanted to.
And at 10-yard – well, it's actually more than 10 yards because the ball was at the 33, and now they're about the 18. That's 5 yards deep where the penalty came from. So they mark off 10 yards from there. So that's a 15-yard penalty here, and it'll set up first, and we'll call it 25 for Cozad. Well, maybe it's closer to 26. In any event, shotgun formation, and can you blame him with Connor Young? Young's going to keep it off to that left side, slow down a little bit, breaks into the open, and Holtmeyer has an angle on him, and he missed him. Now it's Hammock at the 30, at the 20, and this is going to be an 84-yard scramble by Connor Young, and Cozad has their first lead of the ball game.
You know, did a good job there. You know, they faked that handoff. You know, you're setting their third, you know, second and about 26 or 7, Randy, and they faked that handoff to Watovic up the middle. Kearney Catholic kind of bit on that, and then it was Connor Young out there trying to, you know, we've seen him on the kickoff return make some guys miss, and he's pretty good when he gets out in the open making people miss, and then takes this one to the house for Cozad.
So an 84-yard run to go with an 80-yard kickoff return. It's now 13-7. Cozad with the lead. And the extra point forthcoming. It is down low and rolling out to the left here is going to be Cole. Cole trying to get to the end zone. Does he get there? He does not. So it is not a two-point conversion. They almost had the fire drill work as a bad snap forced the rollout here by Cole Young, and I didn't see who made the tackle on that far side, and they got there just in the nick of time.
Braxton Bellamy
coming away from that kind of linebacker position there, and so the point is no good. It is now 13-7 with 5:37 to go here in the second quarter as lightning strikes. Connor Young, 84-yard run for the Haymakers. They lead it 13-6 and kicking it off when we come back.
No! Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Well, bad news is an 84-yard run for Cozad to give him a 13-7 lead, but the point after is no good. Now, Andrew Sayer will be kicking off with a little bit of wind in his face here, and we'll see if Kearney Catholic can get a little bit of action on the return game here as well, as now the whistles come, and Sayer will put his foot into it, a relatively short kick, and Holtmeyer is going to let it bounce. It's going to go out of bounds, and so that'll be a penalty, and Kearney Catholic will get pretty good field position out of this. You know, the Stars have been healing up here a little bit. Cabanting didn't play last week with the elbow. Only one way starting last week was Harrison Pierce with that injured thumb. Both of them have healed. Really the only injury for Kearney Catholic right now that's keeping anybody out of the action is still that injury to Ryan Blake. So he is he's not suited up here tonight, so he will not be playing. Your information on injuries brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. We're back here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at Haymaker Stadium, and it's senior night. They have kind of a weird schedule. They only have one home game in 5 weeks, and so they wanted to do it earlier in the year. Late in the year, Cozad's going to have a lot of home games.
Yeah, and you just don't know what the weather and stuff, everything, so they picked tonight to do their senior night. And Kearney Catholic, since the ball went out of bounds, gets the ball at the 35-yard line.
So pretty good field position here. That essentially is a 15-yard penalty instead of a touchback, as the ball actually went out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. But it is always spotted at the 35. It's based on where the kickoff is from. And rolling out here is Masker out of the shotgun. Got time, now pressure coming. Throws it in, and that might have been deflected as he threw it off on that left side. And it is incomplete.
Yep, looking there, trying to get the ball, I believe, to 13. Grant Bush.
Yeah, it was over to Grant, but it was off the mark. I think it was deflected.
Yeah, 77 was in there, Randy. I think he got a little bit of a hand on that one.
So it ended up being between a couple of guys. And if you want to say it was toward Grant, I'll believe you, but it was the flight of that was altered dramatically. Second and 10 from the 35. Shotgun formation here for Masker. Masker's going to step up, throw, and he's going to air it out deep, trying to connect with Bushcutter, and overthrew him as Connor Young was there on coverage. And there is a flag down about 6 yards past the line of scrimmage. And a lot of times that's a hold, but here it's going to be an ineligible receiver downfield. I have a feeling if I'm Cozad, I'd decline this, make it third and 10 instead of second and 15.
Yeah, as they kind of did that little option, and the quarterback just steps back and stuff, and one of the guys up front got downfield just a little bit over here on this sideline. Harrison Pierce was kind of going, hey, wait a second, I got held down the field right here. But anyway, he was trying to look for Grant going down the field also on that one.
Well, they're discussing things with Brian Cargill, head coach of the Haymakers, and Cargill has never lost a football game since becoming the head coach here. Led his team last year, his first year as being head coach, to a perfect 13-0 record. And Kearney Catholic is hoping to stop that streak at 16 games here, as both teams undefeated with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. It's still 13-7, a six-point lead here for Cozad. Under center on third and 10 is going to be Masker. Holtmeyer is going to come in motion. So now there's two wideouts to the right. They hand it off to Howe. Howe cuts to the left side, puts his head down, lunges forward. Yeah, boy, that's going to be close. I think he's just going to be short of that 45-yard line. And I mean just short, length of the football away.
Yeah, but he just takes the ball going to the right side there, Randy. And I believe it was Brady Holtmeyer kind of going in motion down that side. And he leads him up through that middle on that side. And it's going to be just a little bit short, as it's going to be about fourth and about a half a yard to go.
Well, a lot of personnel changes here for Kearney Catholic, including Grant Bushcutter being in kick formation now. So it appears the Stars, unless they want to run a short snap here to one of their up backs. They certainly are positioned for that if they wanted to. We'll see whether or not they punt here on fourth and less than a yard. And there's some movement up front, but Cozad did not get across the line of scrimmage. It is snapped to Bushcutter. Bushcutter's got a high kick, and it's going to hit the turf at about the 25-yard line, and that went straight up in the air. No roll at all. It's going to be down there by Hammock, and so they're going to call it at the 24-yard line, and that's where Cozad will set up shop.
You know, and a nice high punt, too, you know, and Connor Young was back there, and he's just telling everybody, get away from it, and, you know, they'll take the ball about the 25 or 24-yard line there, but, you know, he just was, you know, it was a nice high punt by Grant, and, you know, Connor Young's just going, get away, we'll just take the ball right here and see what we can do.
Well, they had the punt safety on, meaning that yep. They wanted to make sure that they actually punted the ball, so there wasn't much pressure coming, and they also weren't really setting up anything on the return. Wide out to the right side is going to be Sam Cole. Yes, Harrison Pierce will have man-to-man coverage with him. I formation, and they're going to hand the ball up right up the middle, and breaking through a little seam is Witovic. And Witovic busts through there before some of the linebackers are able to close it. And on the backside coming through, wow, that's pretty good hustle there by Andrew Harms. But it's going to end up being a gain of about 8 here for Cozad.
Yep, just a quick handoff right up the middle to Witovic. Witovic hit the hole extremely hard, just a little bit to the left side. You know, picks up about 9 yards on that run, but just a quick little hitter for Witovic.
Again, Connor Young with an 84-yard run and an 80-yard kickoff return, and the Haymakers lead at 13-7 inside of 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Taking his time under center is going to be Connor Young. He's got that I formation behind him, and they're going to hand it off to the fullback right up the middle. And he doesn't need a whole lot, and he didn't get a whole lot. I don't know if he got a first down at all, but Colt Liebhardt didn't need a whole lot. And the chain guy on the far side said, yep, he got at least a yard. And, yeah, he did. He got about a yard and a smidgen.
Yeah, just gave a quick dive up to that middle of the fullback there, Randy. And he didn't need much and didn't get much, but he got just enough to pick up the first down for Cozad here. About 3:30 to go in the second quarter, leading 13-7 over Kearney Catholic.
Kearney High leading Papillion La Vista 7-0. That game is in the second. We'll check some more scores for you here in just a little bit. Under center is going to be Young. Out of that I formation, hand off to Witovic. Witovic gets off to the left side. Good blocking out there. And finally fighting off his blocker is going to be Harrison Pierce. It helps ride him out of bounds. He also got a little help from Howe. Also coming in on that left side is going to be Dan Owen from the other side. But that's still going to be a nice gain of about 9 here for Cozad.
Yep, just a handoff going here to the two. Cozad's right, Kearney Catholic's left side here, Randy. He picked up a nice block out here on one of the receivers. Did a good job of picking up a block out here on Harrison Pierce. Harrison Pierce slowed him down enough. Dan Owen was there to make the tackle, but a nice gain of 9 yards on the play.
Dugan's got 3 balls, and he's split out to the right side, which is the short side of the field. Under center is going to be Young. Young, quick pass, tipped in underneath, but it's going to be caught, and then the tackle made immediately by Holtmeyer, but a nice little catch there by Sam Cole.
Yep.
And they're going to move from the 45 across the 50 to about the 46, so that's going to be a gain of about 8.
You know, just fakes that handoff to that fullback, Randy, and then hits that tight end, a little tight end dump action out of that. And, hey, you know, the tight end made a nice catch and picks up the first down.
So a gain of about 8 on the play, just a real simple one-step drop, really. And Young is in under center. They're across midfield and nowhere to go there for the fullback. And the fullback then is going to be wrapped up by Colt Liebhardt. Liebhardt hit that middle that was stuffed up in the middle there by Arredondo and Brungardt. And then just kind of bounced to the outside. And then tracking that down is Dennis Cabantic.
Yep. You know, right up front there, you know, Kearney Catholic had great line surge up front and made him bounce it to the outside. He kind of stumbled and got going to the outside here. And like you said, Dennis Cabantic ended up tracking him down on this side for no gain.
Cozad still has 3 timeouts left if they choose to use it. 2nd and 11 from the 47. We got a minute 40 to go here before halftime. Now in the pistol formation is going to be Young. He's got 2 running backs to his left, but they're going to run the option that left side. And Young is going to be hit in the backfield. I think that's Howe. Yes, it is. Coming through on kind of a run blitz, and that's going to be a loss of 5.
Yep, they lined up in that, you know, 2 wideouts to the left side, Randy, and they're going to run the option to that side. And Connor Young realized there wasn't much there, and Nathan Howe was one of those guys blitzing through there and made a nice tackle on Connor Young.
Well, now the ball is on the other side of the 50, barely, and they've got to get the ball to about the 37. So a good 13 and a half yards or so here And the shotgun formation here for Connor Young. Last time they had it third and long, Young ran 84 yards for a touchdown. And Cozad's going to call a timeout with 53.6 seconds to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 13-7, Cozad has the lead with 53.6 seconds to go before halftime. They'll have it third and 15 from their own 49. We come back after this 30-second timeout.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Some more scores for you. Right now, Aurora is leading in Hastings 19-0. That game is on our sister station, KHAS, and on our other ESPN station, KICS in Hastings. Scotts Bluff is leading at Adams Central 21-6. That game is also in the second quarter. Here, 13-7, Cozad with the lead and the football. Third and 15 from the 49. They're now on that far hash, and out of that pistol formation is going to be Connor Young. Young drops back, throws in underneath, and it is incomplete. Howe and Watovic meeting right at the football. It is incomplete. Everybody that owns anything red in this stadium is asking for a yellow flag, and it is not going to come. So that'll just be an incomplete pass, and it'll be fourth down and about 15. And with the personnel changes out there and the fact that number 55 is back in the backfield, this is going to be a punting situation for the Haymakers.
And they did a good job. You know, they sent those guys deep, Randy, and tried to get Watovic underneath there. And Watovic's one of those guys, if he catches it, he has a chance to do something. And Nathan Howe did a great job of covering
him. So it'll be fourth and 15. High snap, but handling it very effectively is the kicker, Nate Lemmer. And the ball is going to hit and it is going to go. Well, I thought it was going to go out of bounds. It ended up taking a Kearney Catholic roll. It's dead at about the 31-yard line. Kearney Catholic has two timeouts left with 40.6 to go if they want to roll the dice. But, again, a lot of times that'll blow up in your face as much as anything. They've got to cover a lot of ground. I don't know what Coach Harvey just to the left of us is calling here, but I would be surprised if they're going to get real pass happy.
Yeah, just, you know, one of those high kick, you know, punts there, Randy. It took a Kearney Catholic bounce, rolled off to the left side there, and a Kearney Catholic gets it a decent, you know, 31-yard line, decent field position.
Very deep there is going to be Howe. James coming across as Masker is in under center. And they're going to hand it off to Holtmeyer, not Howe. Howe on the sideline, and now Holtmeyer is as well. He's knocked out of bounds after a 5-yard gain. 6 seconds go off. Stars gain about five. Again, you gain about a couple more plays like that. Then you can start thinking
about
opening things up a little bit.
Yep, you know, it's one of those, you know, he takes a handoff, goes to the right side there, Randy. Deep handoff, goes to the right side, picks up about 5 yards, 5-6 yards on the play, and goes out of bounds, stopping the clock.
And this time, there will be no backs in the backfield for Masker, as there's two wideouts to the left, two wideouts to the right, and there's even a tight end out there. And Masker, a little pressure coming. Bear protect the ball now does as he's going to get sacked at about the 30-yard line. And now Kearney Catholic may very well just let the clock expire here. They will not need to snap it again, but there is a timeout.
Yep, and, you know, John Masker rolling out to this side, Randy, and he had four wideouts out here. Cozad did a good job of covering the people, and then by the time, you know, there's something available, there's a lot of pressure on him, and I think Mitchell Fisher's the one that ended up getting the tackle on the play.
This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. I didn't see who called the timeout. That was a Cozad timeout, wasn't it?
Yep, it was.
So they want Kearney Catholic to do one more thing with the football and then see whether or not they got to punt it. Cozad now has called two timeouts. So Kearney Catholic, if they wanted to, could just very simply kneel on the football, and they could call a timeout. Well, they could call a timeout and force Kearney Catholic to punt, couldn't they?
Yeah. They just changed it to 28 seconds, too, on the clock. But, yeah, Cozad called the timeout there on that one, or did we? Well, Kearney Catholic called the timeout. We got.
Well, it's nice here to have the coaches just to our left. Yep. We can go right to the source here.
So Kearney Catholic ends up calling the timeout. Now it's going to be third and about 11 here with 28 seconds to go.
Well, about 10. They're back to the original line of scrimmage, give or take, about the length of the football here. So they're confident in making something happen here. Now the shotgun is going to be Masker. Masker. Now quarterback draw right up the middle, and he's going to be swung forward after he gains about 6 on the play.
It was that big 17. Mitchell Wolf making the tackle there. You know, just a quarterback draw going up the middle was John Matzker going right up the middle there, Randy. And Mitchell Wolf did a good job kind of staying home and making the tackle for Cozad.
I'm really surprised Cozad doesn't call a timeout here and go after the punt. But in any event, they're going to let the clock expire, and one half is in the books. And that 16-game winning streak for Cozad, right now they're halfway to number 17 because they lead at intermission against Kearney Catholic. It is 13-7. The Stars trail at intermission for the first time this season. And they're heading off to one end, and the Haymakers coming up right underneath us to meet here in the grandstand as we are at halftime. 13-7, Cozad with the lead. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
If you represent an organization that typically refers job openings, particularly to women and minorities, and would like to be notified of openings at Platte River Radio, an equal opportunity employer, please send contact information to generalmanager@kkpr.com or mail to General Manager, P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska, or P.O. Box 726, Hastings, Nebraska, 68902.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's give you the scoring summary on Kearney Catholic's second possession of the game. They got things going, and they capitalized about a 60-yard drive with a 23-yard pass from John Masker to Harrison Pierce on third and goal. They had two errant snaps after having it first and goal inside the one. Two bad snaps, backed him up 22 yards, but then Masker hit Pierce on that 23-yard strike. Grant Bushcutter added the extra point. It was 7-0, but that lead did not last very long. The ensuing kickoff picked up by Connor Young. He returned it 80 yards, made a couple of guys miss, ran through traffic on a relatively short kick. The extra point was good. We are tied at 7 at the end of the first quarter. And then Cozab, again with another big play, they had a holding penalty yep. to set them up first and 25. A couple of plays later, then Connor Young scrambles on a quarterback keeper. He couldn't find anybody to throw to, and he just outran everybody. 84 yards. The snap on the extra point was errant, and so the point after was no good, barely, and it is 13-7 here at intermission. And again, it's one of those things. You can say this all the time with Cozad. You could say this for the last 15 years when you play Cozad. You take away their big plays, and you got them beat. But you can't take away their big plays. They always seem to come up with them, and they've got 164 yards of total offense from Connor Young in two plays.
Two plays, yep, exactly right. You know, Kearney Catholic's kind of done, you know, a lot of good things out there, Randy, and throughout the game has kind of, you know, dominated the game. But like you said, those two big plays for Connor Young and Cozad, and, you know, it results in two touchdowns. You know, one was a high kickoff. short. But like you said, when you do those kind of high kickoffs, you stay in your lanes, but it doesn't take long for a guy like Connor Young to get by one or two guys, and then he's gone. He's got the speed, and that's something that Kozad does have in the last couple of years with the Paulson kid and Connor Young this year, and with Tovic. Both of those, all three of those guys have some speed out there, and that's one thing that has kind of bit Kearney Catholic a little bit tonight anyway, is that speed factor. And Watobic and Connor Young have that speed, and they, especially Connor Young, broke a couple of those, and he's made some guys miss. He kind of reminds me of Bryce James. When Bryce James gets out in that open, he makes a guy miss or two, and Kearney Catholic tried that a couple of times, getting that ball just out and open to Bryce James. Watobic did a really, really good job on the one over here of holding on till people got there, because Bryce kind of made him miss a little bit, but he kept a hold of his foot, and then two or three other guys got there to make the tackle. But up front, it's been a battle up front. The slight edge to probably Kearney Catholic on the people up front, and it's just one of those things. Two big plays, and Kozad leading 13-7 here at halftime, but Kearney Catholic had been moving the football, at times on Kozad, and it's just one of those things. Like you said, Randy, you take away the big plays, but that's one of the big things for Kozad a lot of times is those big plays. And last year, the big plays bit Kearney Catholic down the stretch there because they had that game where they were dominating, they were doing some good things, and then a couple of big bombs, all of a sudden Kozad ends up winning that game.
Yeah, and again, that is what they do. And it's kind of like last week, if you watch the Fresno State-Nebraska game, you take away the big plays, Nebraska didn't have a very good game.
Yeah.
But, look at the scoreboard at the end of it. Well, right now, two plays for Kozad. The difference is they lead it now 13-7 as we are at halftime here at Haymaker Stadium. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll total up some numbers and give you some scores from around the state when we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Rodfoot Sand and Gravel.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at Haymaker Stadium. Kozad right now leading at halftime over Kearney Catholic by a score of 13-7. Let's give you the numbers. We'll begin first of all for Kozad. Leading the way, Connor Young. No surprise with his rushing. He has that 84-yard touchdown run. He has carried the ball five times for 84 yards. So everything else has been a wash for him. But that 84-yard touchdown run for Connor Young, Colin Watobic, who averages 115 yards a game. He's got a ways to go before he gets there. He's got 17 yards here in the first half on eight carries. Colt Liebhart has carried the ball three times from his fullback position and has actually lost 1 yard. So on the ground here in the game, Kozad has rushed the ball 16 times for 100 yards. In the air, Connor Young is 4 out of 6 for 32 yards here in the first half. So a grand total of 132 yards of total offense for Kozad. But again, throw in that 80-yard kickoff return for Young as well, and they lead it here at intermission 13-7. For Kearney Catholic, leading the way, another solid game here for Nathan Howe. He is already close to his season average rushing the football here in the first half. He's got 124 yards on 13 carries in the game. Brady Holtmeyer has carried the ball five times for 17 yards. John Masker has been pinned for a couple of errant snaps and fumbles that he had to fall on, and one he was not able to fall on. With Kearney Catholic does have one turnover in which Cozad was able to do a little bit of damage. They got the touchdown at the end of that drive after losing some yards, but Masker has carried the ball five times for a negative 6 yards, and Bryce James had a snap go through his hands for a 19-yard loss. He's pinned for that 19-yard loss, so he's got one carry for a negative 19 yards. So the Stars, even with that 19-yard loss, have carried the ball 24 times for 116 yards, so 16 more yards than what Cozad has in the game. The Kearney Catholic throwing the football. John Masker is only 2 of 5 in the air. Those two passes, one complete to Harrison Pierce for 23 yards, another one to Bryce James for 4, so there's 27 yards. So 146 yards of total offense for Kearney Catholic and 132 for Cozad. So total yards here in the first half, very even. The scoreboard, though, favors the Haymakers. They lead it here 13-7 at intermission. And we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take a look at scores from around the state. We'll do that as we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast booth. We're here in Cozad. Let's get you some scores from around the state. Back in Kearney, the Bearcats really have a no problem with Papillion La Vista. They have now moved to halftime. Bearcats lead that one 21-0. Grand Island leads Columbus 20-13. That game is in the second quarter. And Lincoln Southeast, it's a final. They shut out North Platte, a final of 48-0. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest rolling Gehring, and I mean rolling Gehring, 62-0. Elsewhere, Alliance now has taken a one-point lead on Lexington. It is 18-17. That game now is in the fourth quarter. McCook leads Sydney 10-6 at halftime. Hastings right now trailing at home against Aurora. The Huskies have a 19-7 lead in the second quarter. That game is on our sister station on KHAS. Elsewhere, Pius is trailing York 10-7. That game is being played in Lincoln. Crete with a 6-0 lead over Waverly there at halftime. Holdridge right now with a 6-0 lead over Milford Dorchester, game being played in Milford, and that game is in the second quarter. Scotts Bluff is leading Adams Central 21-6. That game is at halftime on our sister station, KICS, and Seward with a 15-0 lead over Plattsmouth. That game is in the second quarter. Also in the second quarter, Blair leading Platteview 34-7. Beatrice with the lead. And now it's moved on. Maybe Beatrice over in Nebraska City, 35-0 at halftime. They relocated it somehow. Seward, as we mentioned, has the lead over Plattsmouth, and Platteview is trailing in Blair. Blair with a 34-7 lead. That game is now in the second quarter. Seward, by the way, just scored again. They now lead at 22-6. We mentioned Kearney Catholic with a trailing right here at Cozad, 13-7 at halftime. Shadron leads in Broken Bow, 33-6. That game is now in the fourth quarter. O'Neill trailing in Central City, the Bison with a 19-13 lead over O'Neill. The Stars, of course, will play them in a couple of weeks out in Central City. Syracuse 21-0. They have the lead in Wahoo over Wahoo. Columbus Lakeview right now leading in Wayne 14-13. That game is in the second quarter. Elsewhere, No report yet from Ord and Minden. Gothenburg, Olalla, still no report. Grand Island Central Catholic, Boone Central, Newman Grove, no report there. Nope, now it's coming in. Boone Central, Newman Grove with a 35-3 lead over the Crusaders. That game is now at halftime. Elsewhere, SCOTUS and Pierce, the other big matchup in Class C1 tonight. They are tied 7-7. That game being played in Columbus. SCOTUS and Pierce deadlocked at 7. They are at halftime. In Class C2, St. Cecilia leads in Cambridge 21-8 at halftime. It's St. Pat's 24-7 over Ravenna at halftime. Gibbon leading at Bridgeport 12-0 at intermission. Donovan Trumbull leads over Centennial 18-0. That game is also at halftime. Elsewhere, Hershey with a 21-7 lead over Wood River. They're in the second quarter. Arcadia Loup City right now has a lead over Ainsworth by a score of 6-0. That game is in the second quarter. In Class D1, as we move on to eight-man action here, Fullerton 32-6 over McCool Junction at the second quarter. BDS Rolling High Plains Community 22-6. That game is at halftime. Elm Creek, another pretty good long road trip for the folks at Elm Creek. They're in Sutherland 21-0 in the first quarter. Howells Dodge is trailing Guardian Angels Central Catholic 22-20. That game is now in the second quarter. Amherst over Franklin 26-0 as the Broncos have a comfortable lead there. Elsewhere, it is Elgin Public Pope John with the lead over Hardington 24-16. That game is at halftime. In Class D2, Loomis is trailing in Pleasanton 22-0. That game is at halftime on our sister station, Power 99. Classic hits 98.9. Of course, don't forget all these scores will be updated on our Friday night scoreboard show brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire. And on the breeze, 94.5, it is Giltner rolling past Overton 40-8. That game is in the second quarter and running the risk of having a running clock in that second half. And Selma Myrna has the lead in Elwood, 22-20. That game's in the second quarter. And Lawrence Nelson, Heartland Lutheran are tied up 14-14 in the second. And one last score for you here. It is Brancroft Rosalie leading against Osmond in the second quarter, 32-17. And there actually is one other game, no report yet, on Pender and Bloomfield, and that will pop up magically in another location. Those are all the scores that we have for you around the state, and a reminder for you that right here in Cozad, the Haymakers have a 13-7 lead at halftime over Kearney Catholic, and bad news for the Royals, they trail now in the fourth inning to Detroit, 3-1. And so they got a little work to do as they're already in second place. They can take the first place by a half game if they win the division, the weekend series against the Tigers. And after that game, the football game on the breeze between Giltner and Overton, we will have coverage of the Royals for you on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. And don't forget the Husker game tomorrow with the pregame, postgame, the game itself, all in glorious FM on the breeze, 94.5. 13-7, Kearney Catholic down by 6 here in Cozad. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Chase Murphy with Little Wind at his back now. We'll be kicking off here for the Stars. This did not go well the last time Connor Young got a kickoff as he took it back 80 yards. And this time it's going to be a high kick, and I don't think they were ready. Nope, they weren't ready because they were still counting down halftime.
Yep. So they're gonna have to re-kick this one because I saw, you know, Connor Young and them, that they didn't even make a move for the ball, Randy.
Like, dude. Well, they can see the clock.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going, go back and do it again.
There's only a clock on one end of the field here in Cozad, which, by the way, I love this stadium. Yep. I really do. This is one of my favorite venues to come to. Good old fashioned, just solid concrete stadium. I just wish the press box was a little bit bigger so we were inside it, not the wine or anything. Could be worse. It could be raining.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
As the line goes in the movie Young Frankenstein. All right, Murphy will kick it off here again. Again, he's got that wind at his back, and that one is a little bit better kick. In fact, he's just going to punch that one in the end zone. Heck with it. Heck with it. Yep. And that was about 3 yards deep in the end zone. He just drills it through the end zone, and there'll be a touchback, and Cozad will set up shop first and 10 from the 20.
Yep.
And again, the Stars need to kind of reestablish themselves here. A little bit. Now, Cozad, I don't think, feels comfortable by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, up by six, you know, the Kearney Catholic obviously has to kind of keep some momentum going here, so they can't allow Cozad to march down and have their first drive of the second half turn into points.
Yeah, Kearney Catholic's had a good defensive stand right here, Randy, and get the ball back in good field position if they can hold them right here.
With that win, and you can kind of hear it blowing through our microphones here, I formation, they're going to hand the ball off to Witovic. Witovic is going to be wrapped up by a couple of Stars, including Hammock, and really the first one there, I believe, was Dan Owen. Yeah, Owen comes up from the bottom of that pile, and that's going to be a loss of about one here for Witovic, who now has 16 yards rushing on the night.
Yeah, but, you know, just kind of one of those stretch plays, gave the ball deep to Witovic. And he tried to find a place to run. There just wasn't any place to run. The guys up front did a great job. And then the linebackers came flying in there. And Creighton Hammock also from his outside linebacker.
And again, take away that 84-yard run for Connor Young. Right now, Cozad would be in negative territory rushing the football, or at least pretty close to it. They're going to hand it off to Witovic. And Witovic is going to get handed off to an entire galaxy of Stars. The first one there, I think, was Brungart, but Cabanting was in there. Everybody was in there. I mean, Kearney Catholic just blew that up, and that lost 3 yards. Good thing it was a quick hitter, or they would have lost more.
Yep, they gave that ball right off the bat to Witovic, trying to get punched up the middle. Dennis Cabanting did a great job of fighting off his block and getting right in there and making the tackle, Randy.
Yeah, this is about the 16-yard line, so this is about the same spot where you had that scramble by Young, and hopefully I've jinxed him so it doesn't happen here. Shotgun formation for Young. And he's going to take the snap. He's going to roll out to his left, and he's going to now collect some attention. It's Harrison Pierce trying to track it down. A couple of blocks up the middle, and he's got enough for the first down as he brings it out to about the 32-yard line. And so that'll be a gain of about 18 on the play. A couple of nice blocks, a couple of nice cutbacks, and a gain of 18. It'll be first and 10 for Cozad.
Yeah, just to, you know, roll out to the right here, Randy. He takes a look downfield to see if there's anything open right off the bat. And then he tucks it and goes, and he's one of those guys, you get him out in open space, he can make some people miss, and he did there, and then he cut it back across the middle and ends up picking up the first down.
So Young will now spend out his receiver out to the right. Now he's going to move him back to the left side. That's Chase Dugan, who has caught two of the three passes that he's completed on the night. Excuse me, two of the four passes he's completed on the night. He's going to hand the ball off to Witovic. Witovic cuts in, and Harrison Pierce is going to roll him down. Howe missed the first tackle. Pierce then was able to kind of wrap him up, and that's going to end up being a gain of about 5 yards, where it could have been no gain on the play. But again, Witovic is a little hard to grab.
Yeah.
He's elusive. He's just kind of slithery.
Yep,
I don't know if that's a word, but I'm going to like it. Slithery.
Sounds good anyway. He gets that ball deep in, you know, and he kind of makes people miss in that first people up front, Randy. And it's a good thing that, you know, you had some of those linebackers getting in there and making the tackle.
Second and five, I formation, pitch out to Witovic. Witovic on that left side, great defensive line surging. He breaks through there. He breaks in the open, and Bryce James is going to wrap him up after the 40. So that's going to be a gain of about 21. And again, just kind of that small little area, they just couldn't find him.
Yep.
The line surge actually pushed him back, but nobody was able to grab him.
Yep, like you said, Randy, you know, the line surge got him pushed back, got, you know, their guys pushed back. And they did a good job of getting that up there, but nobody grabbed Witovic, and he squirts through there. And once he got by there, he had one guy to beat, and that was Bryce James. And Bryce James did a good job making the tackle.
He had to come in from the backside, and a quick hitter right up the middle, and there's no room to run there again here for Kearney Catholic. So no gain on the play here for Connor Young, who kind of kept that on just a two-step quarterback draw. And Kearney Catholic wasn't fooled at all. Well, actually, he's going to end up, when they unstack it, gaining about a yard and a half.
Yeah, he just, you know, took one step back, Manny, and just went right forward. Must have saw something, tried to, see, you know, catch Kearney Catholic off guard there.
So I formation here. Under center is going to be Young. Young is going to hand it off to Witovic. Witovic on that left side. There's a flag down where you usually are going to see a hold, and we see a lot of yellow hats pulling down Colin Witovic right at the line of scrimmage, and Kearney Catholic will probably take this, even though it would be a loss on the play. I think they'll take this penalty and back him up and make it about second and 20 of third and 10.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Randy. You know, tried a real quick hitter again right up the middle with Witovic, and there was just nothing there. Kearney Catholic did a great job up front, and then the linebackers come flying in there, and they're talking to Nathan Howell to kind of see what he wants to do.
You can make the case for declining this. Yep. You can. You can absolutely make the case for declining this. But they're going to take the penalty.
Yeah, I think they're going to. Yep, they're going to, Randy.
You know, you get two cracks to get 20 yards, so two 10-yard plays or one 10-yard play.
Yep.
But unfortunately, I think with the wind in their face, if they got down to about the 32, 33-yard line, they'd go for it on fourth down. So this is more likely of not being in that scenario for Kearney Catholic. They're going to back it up to near midfield. They'll be at the 49-yard line, and they got to get it to the 30. Under center is going to be Young. They've got the I formation and a couple of fullbacks. They fake the handoff. Young looking to throw, has time, going to throw it deep, and the only guy that's close to it has a striped shirt on. I mean, that was overthrown of everybody, and the back judge is the one closest to that play, as that was just throw it deep enough that we don't get intentional grounding, and that's exactly what Connor Young did.
And, you know, it's one of those, he just kind of came out to the right side there, Randy, and they had three guys going pretty deep on that. And number 87 kind of ran a little bit of a route. He got behind Bryce James there because Bryce took about two steps up to kind of come up on that run, and then he got behind him, but he didn't look over this way to number 87. He got through it deep on the left side.
So third, and we'll call it 20 here. Shotgun formation again for Connor Young. Young directing traffic. Still has some time to make some adjustments. He's got one back in the backfield, trips to his right, looking to throw it out over here, and he's going to throw it out to Witovic, who drops it, and that is a forward pass. It's forward about a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards. Clearly forward. Kearney Catholic pounces on it in case it was a lateral, and it was not, and disappointed is Austin Ahrens, who came up with the football.
And, you know, just, you know, they kind of had trips set over here, and then they tried to get the ball out here to Witovic. And see what he can do out in the open with a few blockers in front, but he ends up dropping the pass on that one, so they're going to end up punting right now.
Well, the return game has showed up for Cozad, returning one back. We'll see what the return game from Kearney Catholic can do as Bach and James are standing at about the 10-yard line. And in punt formation is going to be Lemmer. High snap, a little bit of pressure coming, and Lemmer will hit an end-over-end punt, and Kearney Catholic needs to get away from it, and it's going to be downed by Mitchell Wolf at about the 27-yard line. And that was kind of a dangerous snap. And for a guy wearing double fives, Nate Lemmer did a nice job of using his hands to control that, because that was a high snap. That was near disaster for Cozad.
Yeah, it was. High snap into his right side a little bit, Randy. He had to take a step to that side. And he got up there and got it and just, you know, took one step and punted it out of there, and got an end-over-end little bit of a kick there and got it down to the 27.
13-7 Cozad, 8:18 to go, third quarter, as Masker's going to pitch it out to Howe. Howe has a lead blocker, cuts to the inside, makes one man miss, comes back out to the middle, and he's going to take it down to about the 35-yard line. That'll be a gain of 8. Good hard run, and again, that lead blocking and leading the way there was Nick Brunger.
Yeah, but, you know, quick toss to the left side, Kearney Catholic's left side here. And, you know, like you said, Nick Brungart did a good job pulling out there and getting a good block on somebody. And, you know, the outside guys did a good job, too. And he, Nathan Howell, ends up picking up about 7-8 yards on the play.
And, again, the cutback lanes for Kearney Catholic have really been where they've made a lot of their hay here tonight, as Howe now has 132 yards rushing. They hand it off to Howe. Again, lead blocker out there, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage maybe. And that time, fighting through there and getting a part of the tackle anyway, was Mitchell Wolf.
Yep, and Wotovic's one of them that shot through there to kind of make Nathan make a little bit of a stutter step. And then by that time, Nathan Wolf was up there to make a nice open field tackle on Nathan Howe to bring it up third and three for Kearney Catholic.
Well, actually, we're going to call that a loss of one, only the second negative play for Nathan Howe in the game. And he'll set up now third and three at about the 34-yard line. Man coming in motion across the formation is Mestel. They hand it off right up the middle, and there's a seam there, busting through there and getting a first down as Howe. And Howe landed on his back and then lost the football after he got across the 45-yard line to about the 46. That's a gain of 12. The ball did come loose, but not until he landed flat on his back.
Yeah, but you know, when Nathan took that handoff, Randy, and went straight up the middle and ran extremely, extremely hard all right there, and he burst right up through the middle there and then picks up the first down. Nice run by Nathan Howe.
John Lee, number 75 for Cozad, limping off. He's getting some assistance, so they're losing 270 pounds of a guy that's been plugging up some holes, and they're going to escort him off what it looks like a sore ankle. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Stars moving here. They've got a couple of first downs on this drive. Clock now moving as well. 6:48 to go in the second quarter. Movement up front, and now jumping across is going to be Mitchell Fisher. And I think Fisher might have been the guy that came in just a moment ago for Lee, and he was excited to make something happen, and it's going to cost the Haymakers 5 yards.
Yep, you know, and he just got in there, like you said, Randy, and he was one of those ones, and he's been in there before and stuff, but he did a good job, you know, in the first half of making some plays, and he was excited to get in there and see what he could do this time.
Well, the temperature's dropped down to about 78, but the wind has not moved at all. It is a wonderful night here, beautiful night in Cozad. Be first and five right at midfield here for Kearney Catholic. The back nose of the football is on the 50-yard line, so the Stars are in Haymaker territory. Under center is going to be Masker, who hands it off to Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer hit at the line of scrimmage and will gain about one. And there is a whole bunch of Haymakers, and they come out of there with a football, but they're going to say the forward progress, and apparently standing up with your hands over your is a common position here in Cozad. Forward progress was stopped, and then the ball was ripped out of Brady Holtmeyer's hands.
Yep.
So no gain on the play. Cozad did come up with a football, but it was after his forward progress was stopped for about 3 seconds.
And good job up front for Cozad that time, Randy. You know, stuffing that, and their linebackers came flying up there. You know, by the time Brady got to the line of scrimmage, there was no hole there.
Well, I don't want to jinx it, but this has been a well-officiated football game and pretty well played as well. They'll hand it off to Howe. Howe makes one guy miss in the backfield, bounces off of one blocker, jumps through to the 35, the 45, down to the 44, maybe the 43, a gain of at least 6 on the play. We'll see where they unstack things, and they'll be first and 10 here for Kearney Catholic. Ball will be spotted at the 43-yard line.
And just a nice run because he had one of the guys up from Cozad, this defensive end on this side, Randy, came flying up there, and he kind of stepped inside of him, made a nice run, bounced off one of the blockers for Kearney Catholic and ends up picking up the first down.
Made the first guy miss by just stopping on a dime and having the guy shoot past him and then cut back to the inside. Those cutback lanes have been working. And here Masker is going to go right up the middle off tackle, spins, makes one man miss, is open into about the 25-yard line. Nice gain here for Kearney Catholic, and the Stars will move the chains as they are at about the 22, 23-yard line. We'll see exactly where they spotted here, but a nice gain here for the Stars.
Yep, just faking that handoff to Nathan Howe, and they're jumping on that. And then John Masker takes that out of his stomach and goes to a little bit to the right side on that, Randy, and picks up a nice run. He makes a little bit of a spin move after he picked up about 11 yards and ends up picking up, you know, a good chunk of the yards.
Yeah, ends up being a gain of 20 yards, we'll call it. It'll be first and 10 from the 23. Bach comes across the formation in motion, and they're going to roll out that right side. He comes back against the grain couldn't quite get away from that last guy in the middle with Tovik. Tingard broke his ankles trying to cut back when Masker made his cutback, and I didn't see who made that tackle. I think it was number 17, Wolf.
Yeah.
It'll be a gain of 2, and Wolf, I'll tell you what, he held on, and he barely was able to grab John Masker, as that was a great cutback. And in fact, I think that might have even injured Colin Witovec, as he is down and I think might just have a cramp. Looks like they're working out that cramp. Injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life with two locations in Kearney. They're stretching him out. It has been a hot day. It still is plenty warm out there to play football. It's great to watch football, but it is a warm night if you're playing.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of hydration when they have one of these cramp timeouts, which is our first one of the night. When that happens, the officials do a nice job of saying, let's get everybody hydrated as best we can. But if you're not hydrated by now, it's too late.
Yep. And you know that's what they're doing. They're just kind of, you know, stretching him out to you, try to get that cramp out of there. And we all know though, when you get a cramp, it's very susceptible to come back because it's there, and you got that knot right in there. And you try to make a cut or do something like that, it's there, and he's hobbling off.
Yeah, he's got a hitch in his giddy up. They have taken his helmet from him. And we'll see whether or not he can get back in there. I mean, obviously, he is a huge part of what Kozad can do on both sides of the football. So we'll keep an eye on Colin Watovic and see if he can get back into the game. As Kearney Catholic now trying to answer and potentially take the lead. They trail at 13-7, 4:52 to go here in the second quarter. It'll be second, and we'll call it eight. It's probably a little bit shorter than that. They wind the clock here, and Masker will step in under center. Howe, the only back in the backfield, and he's about 7 yards deep. Mestel's going to come across the formation in motion. And they're going to run to that right side, give it off to Howe. He's got a lead blocker, cuts back in, gets the seam, has the first down, has it inside the 10-yard line, lunging toward the goal line. He is going to be at about the 5-yard line. And so that'll be a gain of about 16. We'll see exactly where they spot. It's hard from this angle to see exactly where they're at. I think they're going to put him down at the 6. So that's a gain of 15 for Nathan Howe. And what a great job of using his lead blockers out there.
Austin Arntz was out there, Randy, and he did a great job of getting the block. But like you said, you know, Nathan Howe did a great job of not getting up there too fast. He just kind of followed it. Austin made that nice block, and then he cut it right up underneath Austin and picked up another 7-8 yards off that.
Bach and James are split out wide to the left. Shotgun formation out here for Masker. Masker is going to hand it off to Howe. Howe spins, has a gain of at least a couple yards, and then he's going to be stood up there by Wolf, and then there's a bunch of other red and black jerseys coming on that backside. So that'll be a short gain here for the Stars. It'll set up second and goal from about the 5.
Yep, and, you know, just getting that handoff, he's going to, you know, kind of pick and choose where he wants to go. He took it to the right side, just a little bit to the right side that time of between about the guard and the center there, Randy, and ends up picking up, you know, a couple yards on the play.
And that keeps you pretty much on schedule. You're going to have to up it one of these next two plays here because now you got two cracks from inside the 5-yard line. Masker's just going to take it right up the middle. There's great line surge. He dives in for the touchdown. Just a little seam, but I'll tell you what, that offensive line drove him off about 4 yards. He just jumped through the seam and a 5-yard run for Masker. But tip your hat to that offensive line for Kearney Catholic. They got the work done, and we are tied at 13.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, nice job by John Masker. He just, you know, he got the snap to him, and then he just took off like he was shot out of a cannon, and the line did a great job of getting that line surge. It was kind of a quicker count, and they took off, and you know, they pushed him almost all the way back as John hurtled over and got into the end zone.
Bush Cutter will try to give Kearney Catholic the lead. The snap is down, the kick is up, and it is good. So the Stars take the lead back. The only difference in the game was a bad snap on the last touchdown for Kozad, and so they don't convert, but the Stars do, and they now lead it 14-13, 3:26 to go here in the third quarter. We're back after this.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payments, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here. Chase Murphy teeing it up after the Stars have taken a 14-13 lead with 3:26 to go here. Last time he kicked off with the wind, and I think the wind might be dying just a little bit. Last time he was able to punch it through the end zone for the touchback. I'm in favor of that here because there's a lot of team speed out there for Kozad. Murphy is going to try the little pooch approach, and it's going to be picked up by one of the big upbacks who's just going to bowl forward, and he'll take it across the 44-yard line to about the 46. So that's going to be pretty good field position here. Wanted to punch that somewhere where one of those biggins isn't going to come up with it, but that's going to be a memory for a long time I thought that was number 74 out there.
I think it was, Randy.
But there's no 74 on the roster is the problem.
That was a good job. You know, he caught it and right in stride and just went right
up
the
middle.
That might
be 77 Mitchell Fisher. In any event, somebody's going to have a memory. I had a kickoff return once. 3:20 to go here, third quarter. Stars lead at 14-13. Good field position here for Cozad. And back in the game is going to be Watovic. Connor Young will run the option, and he'll keep it himself, and he'll gain about 2, maybe 2.5 yards before that seam closed up by Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, just kind of took it. He got his fullback out there. He had the option to maybe, you know, toss it to Watovic, but just tucks it up and tries to pick up what he can, come into this right side, picks up about 2 yards on the play.
So Watovic does not appear to be injured. I mean, he really kind of hobbled off with those cramps, but right now not showing any ill effects. And we'll see whether or not that continues here as Young will be in kind of the pistol formation with Watovic now to his left. And they're going to fake the handoff. With it is Young. Young trying to get the corner. Cuts back in. Has enough for the first down. He brings it across the 40 to about the 38-yard line. So that is going to end up being a gain of about 14 yards. And nothing fancy about that. Just Connor Young just kind of outrunning Katane there for a gain of about 14.
Yep, they did a good job. The wideouts on this side, man, he kind of got a little bit of a wall there built for him, and he kind of took that ball and went to the right side, and then the Harrison Pierce, you know, kind of held on to, you know, until he got the ball, until he got other guys there to get the tackle. But nice run by Connor Young going to the right side.
And Young again will be in that pistol formation. They'll put a man in motion behind him, and he's going to pitch it out to this left side, and Bryce James is going to be there. It's going to be a loss on the play as Messersmith lost the ball, but not until he was on the ground. His knees were down when he lost that football, but he also lost a couple of yards.
Yep, just faking that handoff up the middle, and Messersmith's coming around in motion, and then they just run that option with Young and Messersmith, and Kearney Catholic did a great job of coming up there and taking that away.
It's really a triple option. If he feels he's got something with slashing through there with Tovik, he can hand him the football, or he can run the option with Messersmith. In any event, after a loss of two, same formation, but this time Messersmith not in motion. They hand it off to Watovic, and Watovic is going to get those 2 yards back, but that is going to be it. That was not even really a hole. It was just kind of an intermittent seam there for just a moment. And Colin Arredondo got that big right arm out there, slowed him down, and then the rest of the Stars came a-running, and that'd be a gain of about two.
Yeah, and Watovic taking that handoff, Randy, going up there, you know, quickly. But, you know, there's a couple of guys that Colin Arredondo, and then the two linebackers came flying in there and making the tack.
Third and 10, shotgun formation, two wideouts right, two to the left. Young looking to throw. Now he's looking to scramble. There's a flag down. He's still running around. Now pressure's coming again. He's held up for a moment. Now on the backside, that backside produce. Kearney Catholic chasing after him. And Murphy trying to wrap him up, and he slows him down. And the Stars are going to sack him all the way back to the 40-yard line. There is a flag down where you usually will find the hold. And look at Harrison Pierce pumping his fists, as that is a huge loss for Cozad if this stays. And again, I think this is a hold on Cozad. You decline that one big time.
Yep.
Because they went from the 37 back across the 50-yard line to about the 40. That is a 23-yard loss.
Trying to make something out of nothing, and he came out to the right side, did Connor Young. There was nobody there. Kearney Catholic had him all covered. Then he tries to roll back to the left side. There's nothing there. And then he just kept on going back and back. And then I believe it was Chase Murphy ended up getting the tackle on the play. But, you know, that's going to be a big loss for Cozad.
And, again, there was a hold that was thrown almost immediately. So that one was blown up in Cozad's face right away. In punt formation, going to be Nate Lemmer. And the Stars are going to stand where Cozad was trying to get the first down for the and a bad snap, pressure coming, and a sack by Hammock. Kearney Catholic had the ball at the, well, Cozad had the ball at the 37-yard line, a turnover on downs after two disastrous plays for Cozad, and there is a flag down, and we'll see what this is. The officials are having a discussion.
Okay.
And I think it's just a sideline warning against Kearney Catholic.
But
or maybe after the tackle, after the play, they had the
Something.
They were having fun and celebrating, and they got the 15-yard unsportsmanlike at the end of the play. But, come on. I mean, yep. you're 16, 17, 18 years old. You're in the biggest game that you've played in maybe ever, and something like that happens, and you jump around a little bit. I sure didn't see anything. I mean, let the kids have a little fun.
Yeah, exactly right.
This is the second time we've seen something like that, and again, having a little fun is okay. So that'll be a 15-yard penalty, but it'll be after the turnover on downs. So instead of having the ball, well, we can do the math there in a little bit, just subtract 15 yards from where we end up spotting the ball, then they're going to spot it at the 43-yard line. So the Stars would have had it at the 28. Instead, they'll have it first and 10 from the 43-yard line. And again, I really think that they have to really examine that, because it's okay to have fun when you play this game. It's an emotional game. Let them have a little bit of fun. And yep. You know what? If somebody in a black hat would have done the exact same thing, I'd say the exact same thing.
Exactly right, Randy. Exactly right.
Unless you're really in somebody's face, it's okay to jump around and have some fun. Man in motion is going to be Mestel. And the leadoff, the handoff to Howe. Howe breaks in the open, cuts to the outside. He's going to be down to about the 25-yard line. So he got those 15 yards back plus three more. A gain of 18 on the play, and the Stars moving the chains.
Yep. Just a nice hard run by Nathan Howe. They send Bryce James going in motion to the right. And, they leave that one guy unblocked, and Bryce James takes that guy out. They give that ball to Nathan Howe, and Nathan Howe's going full speed at that point in time when he gets to the line of scrimmage. And he picks up, like you said, about 20 yards, 23 yards on the play.
Well, it ended up being right at 18. Three to the left. Now a man in motion coming through. That's going to be Mestel, and it'll be a lead blocker here for Howe, who comes back through the middle, has that little cutback lane, has a gain of about 10 again, and the Stars are picking up yardage in big chunks here. That's a gain. We'll put it down as 10. I don't know if they're going to call it first down or not. It's going to be awfully, awfully close.
Yep, and they give it to him. Yep, gave him the signal first down. Just a nice hard run by Nathan Howe on the left side this time. And, he runs extremely hard, gets it down to about the 15-yard line here to end the third quarter.
And that'll be the end, as you said, of the third quarter. The Stars will set up shop first and 10 from the 15 with a 14-13 lead as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll come back to Haymaker Stadium when we come back right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
All right, Stars moving the ball here. They've got it first and 10 from the 15-yard line. They lead it 14-13. And again, if it wasn't for a 15-yard penalty, where would the Stars be?
Yep, right at the old goal line. We're in the end zone, I guess.
And I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but it's okay to have a momentary moment of excitement. Welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Stars trying to add to a one-point lead. Two wideouts to the right, two to the left, hand off to Howe right up the middle, bounces off of one guy, gets to the corner, and has about a gain of 10. He was about a stride away again, and another nice open field tackle there by Kozad. Otherwise, we're lining up for an extra point, and that's going to be a gain of not 10, rather, but only 8. But Kearney Catholic, again, moving the ball pretty effectively.
Yep, those guys up front right now, Randy, are knocking some people around, and Nathan Howe's doing a great job of reading what's out there and picking up the yardage right now. He's doing a great job of following his blocks.
He's got over 150. I haven't totaled it up. He might be getting close to 200 yards, actually. Pitch back to Howe. Howe has a lead blocker, cuts back to the inside, dives for the goal line, and has it. Touchdown, Kearney Catholic. 6-yard run by Nathan Howe, and the Stars now lead it by 7. Extra point to come.
Yep, and just a quick toss to the left side and pulling out there, you know, for Kearney Catholic in their line. Randy doing a great job of getting out there, out in front. There was Dennis Cabanting was out there leading the block also, and Nathan Howe does a great job of following those guys and just diving into the end zone at the end.
They also pulled Brungard out there, so that was kind of a student body to the left. And now Kearney Catholic, who already leads it by 7, well, under for a while there, I thought Masker was going to actually take the snap and go for 2, but Bushcutter will try the extra point. He puts his foot into it. It is a high kick that hits the upright and is no good. It hit high on the upright, and it is no good. So a 7-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. They lead it 20-13. With 11:19 to go in the game, both teams now have missed an extra point, an errant snap for Cozad, and hitting the very top of the upright. If that would have got a foot higher, they probably would have counted it.
Yep.
But as it stands, the point after is no good, and it's now 20-13. Stars will be kicking off with a 7-point lead. We come back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Jace Murphy teeing it up here for Kearney Catholic. And again, that win now is going to be in his face just a little bit. We'll see if that changes the methodology for the kickoff here, as he will put his foot into it. And kind of that pooch kick going to be picked up at about the 30-yard line. And Kearney Catholic's going to be able to wrap up Cam Griffiths, who just kind of bowls forward and just puts that head down behind those shoulder pads and gets what he can, and he'll bring it across the 40-yard line to about the 41-42. Again, Cozad, who does a great job of getting those big plays, and they return one kickoff. Stars just don't want history to repeat itself here.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Randy. You know, so they're just doing kind of those little pooch kicks, you know, trying to see if that, you know, those up guys can handle it and those types of things. If they don't, the ball's live and maybe Kearney Catholic pounces on it. But yet, you know, they're doing a good job of handling it, just taking it straight ahead and picking up what they can.
So the Stars now with that 7-point lead, 20-13, 11-13 to go. And with the wind at their back, Cozad goes out of the I formation. They'll pitch it out here to Watovic. Watovic is hit behind the line of scrimmage, and Creighton Hammock holds on for dear life. And then Chase Murphy, after he's slowed down because he's dragging Hammock, Murphy will make the tackle after a gain of about a yard and a half.
Yeah, just a quick toss to the left side of Cozad here, Randy, and you got to give Nick Dowling did a good job of getting out there and kind of making him go back up the middle too. And there was Chase Murphy making the tackle.
Young under center. Again, Watovic will be in that I formation. They'll hand it off to Watovic. Watovic in the backfield. Hit, wrapped up, and down. Nathan Howe makes the tackle. But again, altering the path that they wanted to run that ball was Creighton Hammock, who got in there immediately. So between Hammock and Howe, they did a great job of forcing about a 5-yard loss.
Yeah, once that toss was made to that right side, Hammock did a great job of just coming right up there, Randy, and making him move and shift. And then by that time when he did that, Nathan Howe was right there to make the tackle.
Might be closer to a loss of 6. It's a solid 14 yards they've got to get here on third down. So out of the shotgun is going to be Connor Young. Always a threat to scramble, and he's going to keep it on a quarterback draw. And he makes one guy miss, makes another guy miss, bounces around, and that time the turf monster got him after he gained only a couple of yards. But again, breaking down there was Hammock. Hammock came off his guy that he had in coverage after he went across the line of scrimmage and was able to track him down. And Young just basically trying to make an extra move because of the pressure of Hammock, wasn't able to do it and only gained about 2 yards.
Yep, and that's exactly right. He looks downfield, Randy, first to see if there's anything open there, but then he's going to look to scramble, and Kearney Catholic did a great job of containing him that time.
So Lemmer will be in punt formation, only one really back deep here for the Stars, and pressure coming, and Hammock will pressure it, but a high kick by Lemming. And James is just going to have to fall on it at the 15. Had it and kind of had it slip through his hands, but never really gotten very far from his hands at all. And he just did the smart thing, falling on the ball at the 15-yard line. A wind-aided punt, but a nice job of punting all night tonight by Nate Lemmer.
Yep, you know, like you said, Randy, you know, got it up there in that wind. The wind took it. You know, Bryce James just couldn't quite handle it. And then, all you know, he did a smart thing and just getting on the football and, you know, recovering it for Kearney Catholic.
Big drive here for the Stars. They lead it 20-13 with 9:18 to go. If they can march down the field, get points on the board, and work some clock here, they can get up by a couple of scores. Shotgun formation. Masker's going to hand it off to the tailback, and I think that's Howe. Howe got there, and there wasn't much room to run at all. Yeah. It's actually Holtmeyer. The reason I started not saying Howe because it looked like a little bit different running style than what you're used to with Howe. It is Holtmeyer, and he gains about four.
Yeah, just taking it right up the middle was Brady Holtmeyer, and you know, up front, you know, they got a little bit of a line surge. Did Kearney Catholic, but pretty good job up front for Cozad.
Kearney right now leading Papillion-La Vista 28-3. That game is now in the third quarter. Stars lead here by a touchdown with 8:43 to go, and they'll hand it off to James, who's in the eye. He spins a couple of different times and has more than enough for the first down. That's going to be a gain of about 10 yards on the play. And again, they're ripping at the football as Cozad. And when that happens, Bryce James just went with it, just spun through that and kept moving and actually gains, we'll call it 11 on play.
Like you said, Randy, they're kind of ripping at the football. So when they get it at there, he's getting a hold of their arm. And he's kind of spinning it around. And as they do that, it kind of tosses Bryce James a little bit forward, and he ends up picking up about 11 yards on the play.
And again, trying to force turnovers is a little bit what Cozad's game plan is. Masker right up the middle. He's going to keep it, and he's got more than enough for the first down. Across the 50, down to the 45. That'll be a gain of 23 yards. Just a quick hitter right up the middle. It was just an immediate quarterback draw.
Yep. You know, taking the snap right away was John Matzker, and then he just took it right up the middle. You know, and the guys up front did a very good job at opening up the holes. They had those guys spread out there, and John Matzker picks up another first down for Kearney Catholic.
Well, that's the second run of over 20 yards here in the second half for Matzker. And Kearney Catholic is really statistically opening things up, and they lead it 20-13, and 8 minutes to go. Low snap. Masker's got it. He'll throw it off that left side, and it is going to be incomplete. And that could have been disastrous. That snap was on the shoe tops of John Masker. If he would have moved his feet, he would have kicked the football, maybe not come up with it, but he was able to keep his head about him, and he threw a pass on that left side that was incomplete, and that is okay.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those, I think, John, you know, after he kind of, you know, bobbled it around there and picked it up, Randy, he looked over there, and Cozad did a good job of coming up there and covering that, so he just kind of threw it high, you know, and kind of out of bounds, so incomplete the pass.
Holtmeyer and Box split out wide to the right, kind of in the slot here. I believe that's James and Bushcutter wide to the left side. Mestel comes through. They'll hand it off to James, and James is going to gain maybe about three or four on the play. So I'm not sure who was who I thought was on the near side, but it obviously was not James. He was lined up in the eye.
Yep, Mestel went in motion that time and, you know, made a little bit of a block out there where it's been Bryce James going in motion and making that block. This time they had Bryce James in the backfield, and Tyler Mestel made the motion going that way, and I gave the ball up the middle to Bryce James.
And James will be just to the left of Masker, who is in that pistol formation. They fake the handoff to James. Masker throws. It's caught on that far side. Enough for a first down at about the 29-yard line. I think the man that made the catch lives at my house. Yes, he does. The pass is complete to Grant Bushcutter. That'll be a gain of 13, and we're moving the chains.
Yep, rolling out to the left side did John Masker, and then Grant ran about a, you know, 13, 14-yard little bit of a curl route on the outside there, and a nice pitch and catch from you know, Masker to Grant Bushcutter.
7:22 to go here. Fourth quarter, Stars lead it 20-13. 13-yard gain for number 13, and now number 12, John Masker, will take the snap, pitch it back out here for James. James outruns a couple of guys, makes another guy miss. He just kind of slips off over there, and you unstack it. That's a gain of seven. And when I say a quick hitter, I mean that's a quick hitter.
Yep. As they get the snap, Bryce is going in that direction already. He just turns and tosses it to him, going to the left side to John Matzker to Bryce James, and Bryce has a little bit of momentum going up towards the line, and it hits the line going full speed.
6:50 to go. Stars leading it by a touchdown. Hand off to Howe. No, James, rather. And James, not a horse collar, but grabbed near the top of the head, but they did a nice job of not reaching in there. I don't think a flag should be there, and they're not going to have one. It's going to be a loss of about one on the play. And I think the first guy that got there was Mitchell Fisher, or it could have been number 17, Mitchell Wolf.
Yep.
Whoever it was had a 7 on his jersey.
Yep, and I think it was Mitchell Wolf, Randy, like you said. And they did a good job of reading that one, did Kozad, and coming up there, the linebackers did and stuff in that one.
Well, both of them were right there. And now under center is going to be Masker. He's going to pitch it out to James. James has a lead blocker, tries to get to the outside corner, and slips through there. And I think he's got enough for the first down. He gains at least 6, and he needed about 6 1/4.
Yep.
It is enough for a first down.
Yeah, and leading the block that time, I think it was Ryan Brungardt pulling on that one, that Randy, and leading the block there. And that's all you need on Bryce James is a quick toss to the left side, and he follows his blockers just like Nathan Howe did, and picks up the first down for Kearney Catholic.
6:06 to go here, fourth quarter, 1st and 10 for the Stars at the 19-yard line. Clock now moving. Shotgun formation, or really the pistol here for Masker. James just to his left, and they're going to fake the handoff. Masker goes right up the middle, has a seam, and he's going to be down at about the 10-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down. We'll see exactly where his knee was when he went down. Watovic led the tackle there, and it's going to be a gain of a good, we'll call it 7.
Yep, and just faking that handoff, you know, is John Masker to Bryce James, which they've been giving it to him quite a few times. And then John just goes right up the middle, Randy, picking up 7 yards on that play.
Holtmeyer, Bach, and Mestel split out wide to the right. James now going to be just to the right of Masker, who's in that pistol. It's on the wide side of the field. Masker's going to keep it, goes right up the middle, has enough for the first down, protecting that football. He's going to be stopped at about the 6 or 7 yard line. We'll see what forward progress they give him. I misspoke. It's going to be about the 9 yard line where he got there. I'm looking at the
first down.
And he did get enough. We'll call that gain of 3.5.
Yep, and just, you know, faking that handoff to Bryce James did John Masker, and then he just goes up the middle, and John's running extremely hard. The line's doing a good job up front for Kearney Catholic and opening up enough holes there for John Masker to pick up the first down.
Nathan Howe back into the game. He's going to be very, very deep as Masker is going to be under center. And I think 27's getting the football here. They're going to pitch it out to him. Lead blocker on that left side, but not much room to run. They came with a run blitz over there. Ryan Brungardt came up there with the lead blocker, but they had some linebackers that filled in that hole over there, and really no gain at all for Nathan Howe. In fact, I think he lost about 1/2 yard.
Yeah. Took that toss going to the left side there, Randy, and like you said, those linebackers did a real good job of flowing that time and getting up there to make that tackle.
So now they'll run out of the pistol. Tight formation, and just right up the middle is going to be Masker. Masker jumps over the pile and brings it inside the 5-yard line. So he'll gain about 4 on the play when they unstack it. Just a 2 tight ends. You never see that at Kearney Catholic. And they had Howe up there as kind of a lead blocker. Everybody kind of fit in the box, and we're inside of 4 minutes to go here in the football game. 3rd and 4, 3rd and goal from the 4. And again, same type formation, same play. Howe runs right up the middle, will break out of there, runs all the way into the end zone, never stopped. He's in for the touchdown. They never wrapped him up, never really touched him, and the line surge got him 2 yards. He spun through there, and he got the last 2 himself, and the Stars now lead it 26-13.
Yeah, and nice job. John Matzker just, you know, tight bunch formation. You got Nathan Howe leading the block. He jumps into the middle there, Randy. Nothing there. He spins off, goes to the right side, and it goes into the end zone, does John Masker.
Bushcutter missed his first extra. There was one that was blocked earlier because of an errant snap. He missed the last one. Here he'll try to tack on the extra point to make it a 14-point ball game. That one is up and true. And so the Stars now with a 14-point lead, 27-13, with 3:45 to go in the football game. The Stars are leading the Haymakers at Haymaker Stadium by 2 scores with less than 4 minutes to go in the game. But they'll be kicking off to an explosive Haymaker squad when we come back after this.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, Stars 27, Haymakers 13. And now Chase Murphy will be kicking off here.
And they moved Connor Young up to that second level there, Randy, where they've been kind of kicking that off.
Kind of pooching it there. So they're double dog daring him to try that same thing here again. So we'll see what Murphy does. I know the coaching staff for Kearney Catholic saw it. And so they're going to do that line drive kick a little bit deeper, and it's going to be picked up by Messersmith. Messersmith on that right sideline is going to be driven out of bounds. Bushcutter, oh, I'm sorry, it was Mestel over there. I saw the number 3 and James. So it was 1 and 3. So there's why I had 13 in my head. James and Mestel driving him out of bounds over there at about the 26-yard line. So Kearney Catholic will they could give up a touchdown here as long as they make Cozad eat. About 3 minutes and 40 seconds of clock.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, right. So again, you just don't want to give up that big play. And so, because you know, it's four down territory from here on out for Cozad. They've done a nice job of punting the football, but they have punted it for the last time tonight.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, it's one of those things up, you know, Kearney Catholic is going, you know, they got playing some guys a little bit deeper this time, Randy. And, you know, daring them to throw it deep on them.
Well, we've been here before. Yep. Stars in a very similar position 1 year ago. Quarterback's going to keep it. Scrambling out is going to be Young on that right side. And Young going to be inbounds after he gains about 6 or 7 yards. And that was really kind of a quarterback design draw there. Gain 7.
Yeah, just taking it going to the right side there. Randy, he had 3 wideouts here to the left, and they're just trying to see if they can get him out in the open, see what he can do.
27-13, Stars have the lead. 3:15 to go in the football game. Young takes the snap. Little token pressure, pass in underneath, and it is incomplete. Trying to connect with Sam Cole, and that was just off the mark as the Stars right now in that zone, just making sure that nothing gets past him. And Young yet to complete a pass here in the second half. He's 0 for 3.
And just playing kind of a little bit of a 2-deep zone is Kearney Catholic. And, you know, right there he had to kind of squeeze it in as Nathan Howe kind of dove for the ball and just barely missed it on that one, Randy.
So clock does stop with the incomplete pass here with 3:10 to go. Messersmith now is going to be just to the left of Young. And Watovic is going to be behind him as they're in the pistol. And Young takes the snap. Rolls out to his left, pressure coming. Pass is going to be complete out to the 40-yard line. And Harrison Pierce makes the tackle immediately after they had a gain of about 5 on the play.
Yep, he just ran a little bit of a curl route, Randy, and they sent one guy deep, and they connected.
With Dugan again.
Yeah, Dugan, Young did, and he picks up the first down for Cozad.
Well, you might be able to hear the wind has picked up a little bit. We're inside of 3 minutes to go in the game, 27-13 Stars. Cozad first and 10 from their own 40, and Young is going to throw the ball deep. It is floating, and there's nobody back there. As he outthrew everybody, the guy closest to it was Harrison Pierce, who was trying to make the catch over his shoulder, but that was a good 5 yards over his head after he broke on the ball very effectively.
Yep, and then, you know, they had a deep route running here. Randy and Kearney Catholic did a really good job of falling back there and covering that, and then his guys broke it off, and he kept on throwing it deeper. And like you said, the only one close to it was Harrison Pierce.
Well, if he throws it in underneath, there's a strong possibility that was intercepted. Coverage was that good. They're looking for Young here. He's out of that pistol. He's going to roll out to his right. Harms rolls with him. Pass up and caught by Dugan right over the top of Hammack, who had pretty good coverage. And Dugan is going to help move the chains as he's across midfield. And we'll see exactly where he stepped out of bounds on that far sideline. And that's going to be a gain of 20.
And like you said, you know, it was just barely over Creighton Hammack's, you know, hands there as he jumped in the air, and it just barely went over the top as they ran that zone route there. And Dugan did a good job of going up there and getting the ball.
Well, Dugan didn't catch a pass this season until tonight, and he's caught 4 of them, each one bigger than the last. Rolling to his left. Again, is going to be Connor Young throws it deep in double coverage, and they're going to throw a late flag as they run into each other. And I think they just got feet caught up, but they're going to throw a flag as Harrison Pierce and Holtmeyer were both there bracketing on either side. Sam Cole, and that's one of those flags that if he hadn't have thrown it, I don't think that'd been a bad call either.
Nope. You know, just to,
that's a tough one for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, exactly. Running a deep route there, and he's sandwiched in between those guys. And it's one of those that, like you said, Randy, if they don't throw it, it's okay also. So it's one of those that got called on Kearney Catholic, so they'll be moving him up here.
Well, the defender did stop because he saw the ball was going to be underthrown. And then they got their feet tangled up. And you could easily say that he ran through him. You know, so that's a tough call for Kearney Catholic, but I'm not saying it's the wrong call.
Yep.
That will stop the clock with 2:35 to go. First and 10 now from the 26. So they've had the ball for a couple of minutes here, and they've gotten it down to the 26-yard line. But remember, Cozad has their full complement of three timeouts left. Connor Young, quick pass up the middle, and it's going to be caught by Witovic. And then Witovic is going to be brought down at about the 15-yard line. That'll be first and 10, a real quick hitter. Yep. And I'll tell you what, there wasn't a whole lot of room for that football to get through there, but Connor Young threaded the needle, and it ends up being a gain of 11.
Yep, and just a quick little pass, you know, to Witovic, like you said, Randy, and Nathan Howell was right there, just about picked that one off, and Witovic gets it and gets it down there for a first down.
2:26, rolling out. Connor Young throws it in underneath, and it's going to be caught again, nearly knocked out of bounds over there by Creighton Hammock, as he had a shot to get his hands on it, and just outside of his reach, the pass is complete to who else but Dugan, and Dugan is going to gain another five.
Yep, just a quick out on that right side. He rolled out to that side, and like you said, Randy, Creighton Hammock was right there. It probably didn't go by Creighton Hammock's hand by more than an inch or two, but nice catch by Dugan and taking it out of bounds.
So Cozad doing what they need to do here. 2:20 to go. It is second and six from about the 9-yard line. Oh, actually closer to second and five. Shotgun for Connor Young, and he'll take the snap. Has a little time, throws it in underneath in the end zone. It is incomplete.
Yeah,
it was in and out of the hands of Dugan, and that's the first time a ball's been in his neighborhood that Chase Dugan didn't come down with it.
Yep, just a quick slant on that, Randy, and he hit Dugan in stride right through the middle there. And went in and out of Dugan's hands this time.
And Connor Young is throwing the ball very, very well right now. That will stop the clock with 2:16 to go. Third and five from the 9. Stars lead it 27-13. So a 2-touchdown lead. 3 timeouts left here for the Haymakers. Young in the shotgun. Nesser Smith to his left. He steps back. Pressure coming. He's scrambling, trying to get away from Kambanthing, throws it in underneath. The ball is on the turf. It is incomplete. And Chase Murphy was able to knock it away from the intended receiver as they had to throw that a little bit quicker than they wanted to. They were trying to connect with Witovic. And again, Kambanthing with the pressure, Murphy with the hand on the ball, and it's now fourth and five.
Yep, and like you said, Dennis Kambanthing got in there very, very quickly, Randy, and made Connor Young kind of scramble out to the right side, and then he tried to squeeze it in there to Witovic, and, you know, good defensive, you know, by the defensive backs for Kearney Catholic.
Huge play for both teams. Fourth and five from the 9. Cozad down by 2 scores. Young is in the shotgun. He'll take the snap. He's rolling to the left, has a little bit of pressure. He's going to be pursued. More pressure coming. That's Harms. You can't get out there. He throws it in the end zone, and in the back of the end zone, touchdown. Dugan with another catch.
Yep, and just a great scramble by Connor Young, Randy, coming out here to the left side. He tried to hit Witovic out here on the left side, and then he scrambles back around to the right side, chased by, you know, a couple of Kearney Catholic guys, and he finds Dugan in the back of the end zone.
Well, good news, bad news. Bad news is they got the touchdown. The good news is they took off almost 3 minutes off the clock. Extra point coming up here for Andrew Sayer. Sayer with the wind at his back. Good snap. Line drive kick that is up and good. 27-20, the exact same score from 1 year ago with the teams reversed. And again, a year ago, a 14-point lead for Kearney Catholic evaporated late in the fourth quarter. Well, half of it's already gone here as it's 27-20 with 2:02 to go. The onside kick coming up when we come back right after this.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Rodfoot Sand and Gravel.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
9-yard pass from Connor Young to Chase Dugan. Extra point good, and it's 27-20. Kearney Catholic with a 7-point lead. And the Haymakers will be kicking off here. Hands team out there for the Stars. And doing the kicking here is going to be Andrew Sayer. Sayer will come up. Here's the onside kick. It is off to the left. Hits one of the Cozad players. It only went 4 yards. Cozad falls on it. Kearney Catholic is going to get the football, as that one really had no chance. Again, you're trying to get that high hop. You're trying to get off on that angle. And Sayer wants a redo, but he's not going to get it.
Yeah. That's one of those on Neo and Nintendo games, if you could just push the reset. But, you know, he kicked it, ran in, and just came off, you know, off of his foot right towards one of his players about 3 yards down the field.
Yeah, and you don't blame that player because he really had no choice. So the Stars have it in pretty good field position. Remember, Cozad does have all three of their timeouts left. Welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The Stars trying to hold on to a 7-point lead. They gave up 2 touchdowns late last year to Cozad. They've given up one here late in the fourth quarter this year, and now they're trying to run out the clock. They're going to pitch it out to Howe. Howe, with the run blitz, is fighting just to get back to the line of scrimmage, and Cozad ripping at the ball. Howe really kind of wants to get down to the ground, and he's going to gain about 1 yard on the play, and a timeout here for the Haymakers. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 2nd and 9 for the Stars coming up with a minute 52 to go here in the fourth quarter. Haymakers call the timeout with the Stars leading at 27-20, and we'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, I don't know if Kearney Catholic will put the ball in the air here, but a first down would pretty much do it here for Kearney Catholic. Cozad has 2 timeouts left. There's a minute 52 to go in the game. The Stars have a pretty good wind now that's blowing. The wind has shifted. It's pretty much right in their face. And, again, they're going to go with that formation where Masker is in under center. There's 2 wideouts to the left. Deep is going to be Howe. Howe gets the pitch. Cabanta, going to be his lead blocker, has 5. Cuts back to the inside. Has enough for the first down. That's going to be a gain of 11 on the play. Reading his blocks, dancing through there is Nathan Howe. Then puts his shoulder pads down for the last couple of yards and a huge 11-yard run.
Like you said, Randy, nice job following his blocks and his blockers up front. The people pulling and everybody else pulling out in front of him did a great job of getting out there and making some good blocks.
The nose of the football is just short of the 30-yard line. Clock now moves here with a minute 39 to go. And Masker, I'm sure, is going to be looking at the back judge, waiting for them to kind of count this down, because that's as close to a play clock as you have in high school football. And the clock moving here. Minute 23 to go, 2 timeouts left for Cozad. Stars have it, trying to work out the clock here. Pitch back to Howe. Howe cuts back to the left side. He's going to gain a couple of yards, and he's going to be wrapped down there. And that is his 26th carry of the night. I got some adding up to do here,
because
he's getting close to 200 yards.
And just taking it going to, you know, the left side there, Randy, and he picks up a good block up front. And by the time they hit him, he's always leaning forward and picking up a yard that way also.
So he gains 2. We're inside of the final minute here. Cozad does have a couple of timeouts left, and the Stars working the clock here as much as they can. They'll have it 2nd and 7 from the 28-yard line. And you can kind of hear the Kearney Catholic student body chanting, "I believe that we will win," and they're in pretty good shape here. Coming in motion is going to be Mestel. They hand off to Howe. Howe gets to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. The officials look to the sideline asking if Cozad wants to call a timeout, and they do. So they call a timeout. Timeout brought to you by, well, you know who, Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. One timeout left now for Cozad, and it's going to be 3rd and 6. So, again, we said this before, a first down would probably win it for Kearney Catholic, and they don't absolutely got to get a first down here because Cozad's going to be in tough shape anyway. But obviously, if the Stars can get one in the next two plays, they win this football game.
Yeah, definitely, Randy. And Nathan does such a good job of following his blockers here. You know, they're going to be coming up with a good run blitz, I'm sure Cozad is. But like you said, if he can pick up this first down, you know, this game is basically over.
Well, they got that first down on second down instead of third, and one more play is really what would do it here. Cozad, as we said, has one timeout left, and if the Stars can find a way to get 6 yards on this play, they probably won't even take it. So, obviously, Stars in great shape here, leading at 27-20 with 27.6 to go. They have it 3rd and 6 at the 27-yard line. And, again, Kearney Catholic kind of doing some high-fiving and stuff like that. And this isn't over. And we've got a stoppage here. The Cozad Rescue Squad, when they moved their vehicle, was starting to put out their emergency lights, and they didn't want that to be a distraction to anybody, so they stop it for that. So under center here is going to be Masker, who hands off to Howe. Howe, back through the middle, is met by the center of that line, and he's going to end up gaining about 3 yards. So it's going to set up here 4th and 3 as Cozad calls their last timeout.
Yeah, just taking that handoff deep into his, you know, about 6 yards deep there, Randy, and then he just kind of picks and chooses what he's going to go for, either left or right, and you know, put a decent line surge. Like you said, it's going to be about 4th and about 3 yards to go.
And the last timeout taken by Cozad, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. And again, the Stars 22.3 seconds away from ending Cozad's 16-game winning streak and handing head coach Brian Cargill his first loss ever as a head coach. He went 13-0 last year, 3-0 so far this season, and the Stars aren't quite home yet. I like their chances, but they're not home yet.
Yeah, and it's been a heck of a football game here, Randy. Both sides going back and forth. You know, big plays for Cozad and, you know, Kearney Catholic, you know, setting up here 4th and about 3 yards to go with 22 seconds to go in the game. And, you know, if they can pick up this first down, it's all over.
And again, now you can throw the football if you want to, because incomplete pass or running and not getting the first down, either one will stop the clock and give the football over to Cozad.
Yep. So we'll, you know, you got a lot of options now, you know, on this situation, because like you said, you know, it's going to stop the clock no matter what.
Tight formation here, two tight ends. Quick snap to Master. Masker comes up the middle and he's going to lunge forward, and boy, that's going to be close. He got 3 yards. Did he get it all the way to that 20-yard line? The marker is right on it. The near official here who's marking the ball, but he's a long ways away from it. The official mark, they haven't set it down yet. They're throwing it out, and they're going to bring out the chains. So we'll put Masker down for a gain of 3. We'll see if it's a magic 3 or not-so-magic 3. They are going to bring out the chains, and the chain gang bringing out the chains, just like Kearney Towing and Repair would like to do for you if you're stranded on the side of the road. No matter where, they will get you home. And if the Stars have a first down, they're going home with a win here as Kearney Catholic. In fact, they'll start the clock. Stars won't even have to snap it. There's 17.5 to go in the game. And at about the 21-yard line, they bring out the chains. Now, why did they run the ball clear to the side? They were in the middle of the two hash marks, and they bring it clear to the far side where this official who was 20 yards away marked the ball, and it's first enough down for a first down. I just thought it was unusual that they didn't mark the guy in the middle. In any event, it is just enough by the nose of the football, and the Stars are going to remain undefeated. We said in the pregame that last year, Cozad used the win against Kearney Catholic as a springboard to a special season.
Yep.
And the winner of this game was going to be poised to do the exact same thing in 2014. And that is true, as the Stars now will be in victory formation. They wind the clock. Kearney Catholic does not need to snap the ball, but they're going to. Masker kneels down, pitches it to the white hat, and the Stars are heading back east with a 27-20 win as they hand Cozad their first loss in 16 games. The Stars win it by the same score that they lost last year. Yep. No overtime needed here in 2014 as Kearney Catholic wins it 27-20 in what was a very well-played football game. And you see what these two teams want to do all season long. The big plays from Cozad and the running game from Kearney Catholic, and the running game for the Stars wins this one 27-20.
Yeah, it does. And like you said, Randy, about a minute ago, you said you're going to have to do a lot of adding up because Nathan Howe had a lot of carries, and you're going to have to, we'll have to see how many yards he ended up total there. But, both teams played exceptionally well. Cozad had some big plays there, in that first half, a big long run, two big long runs by Connor Young, getting them the lead in the first half there, Randy. And then Kearney Catholic just came out and did the things that they been doing, and that's running the football, mixing up the pass just a little bit here, but running the football. Nathan Howe following his blockers exceptionally well, and as they shake hands out here, both teams showing a lot of respect for one another, just like last year, when Cozad won that game in the overtime. Both teams showing a lot of respect, and this could be a special thing, as Cozad, like you said last year, Randy, kind of springboarded them to doing a lot of special things, and Kearney Catholic getting the win here at Cozad, 27-20, and we'll see if this, kind of springboards Kearney Catholic to doing, a lot of good things down the stretch here. But, and you see a few, heads hung, for Cozad, because they fought extremely, extremely hard out there, and just came up a little bit short. Both teams exceptionally, well coached and well played football game tonight.
And again, the Kearney Catholic student body, apparently the theme tonight is kind of a whiteout, and they have made a lot of noise that we've heard on this far sideline. And the Stars win this one 27-20. And you mentioned Nathan Howe. I did total up the numbers: 26 carries, 223 yards. 223 yards. For Nathan Howe. Masker added another 66 yards. Brady Holtmeyer with 21. And Bryce James, who had that 19-yard loss in the first half, finished with 8 yards. So 74 another. They ran for over 300 yards tonight, about 320 yards or so for Kearney Catholic on the ground. So their rushing attack, very, very effective. They did turn the ball over one time, but the turnovers, the penalties, except for one, having fun celebration kind of penalty, yep, that was awfully, awfully quick. And again, I don't want to beat the dead horse here, but that 15-yard penalty after a huge play by the Kearney Catholic defense didn't stop them from getting in the end zone a few plays later. And the Stars win this one 27-20, so they did not have those mistakes that you're really kind of worried about.
Yep. And a few times, in the past, a couple of games, they had those mistakes that, just kind of cost them a chance to get into the end zone a couple of times against, Columbus Lakeview, Ogallala, and Ord. But, tonight they really didn't have those, costly penalties where, it pushed them back from a third and two or third and three to a third and six, or third and seven, something like that. But, they did a good job. Kearney Catholic did a really good job of managing the football game tonight.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you the rundown, and we'll return with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's postgame show. Stars win it 27-20 as they hand Cozad their first loss in a season and a half. And we'll be back here to Cozad, our final 27-20, back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it. And you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to Cozad Haymaker Stadium and the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Once again, our final 27-20. Kearney Catholic picks up the win. They're now 4-0 on the season, and Cozad has suffered a loss for the first time in the coaching tenure of Brian Cargill. He won his first 16, including a state championship, and now he's 16-1 as a head coach. And we'll hear more about Cozad through the course of the year. I guarantee it. They're well poised to still make the playoffs and make some noise once they get there. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter what your activity is, New West is here to get you back into it. Schedule your appointment today at New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First of all, for Kearney Catholic, they got things going on their second drive. John Masker capitalized with a nice 23-yard pass to Harrison Pierce after an errant snap turned Kearney Catholic from being first and goal inside the one to end up being a third and goal from the 23. But Masker was able to scramble long enough to find Harrison Pierce with a 23-yard score. Grant Bushcutter tacked on the extra point. It was 7-0. But the ensuing kickoff was returned 80 yards by Connor Young. So Cozad answers right back, and we were tied at 7 at the end of one quarter. Then in the second, the only score in that second quarter came from Connor Young, and this time on the third and forever, an 84-yard scramble by Connor Young. That made it 13-7. But then Kearney Catholic scored three straight touchdowns beginning in the third quarter. John Masker capitalized one drive with a 5-yard run. Extra point was good by Bushcutter, 14-13. And then Nathan Howe with a 7-yard run. The extra point, this time was no good as it hit the very top of the right upright. That made it 20-13. And then Howe, again, a 4-yard run midway through the fourth quarter. That made it 27-13. And then a drive that took a little bit more time than what Cozad really wanted to have happen. But then Connor Young hit Chase Dugan. After Young did a great job of scrambling, he throws the pass in the back end of the end zone for a 9-yard score. That made it 27-20. Then the ensuing onside kickoff was not a great effort, really, by Andrew Sayer. He wants that one back as it only went about 2 yards before it hit one of the Cozad players. At that point, the ball was dead. The ball went to Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic got 2 first downs. They were able to run out the final 2 minutes on the clock, and the Stars win this one by a final of 27-20. Let's check the numbers here. We'll begin for Cozad rushing the football. 14 carries for 43 yards for Colin Watovec. That is well under his 115 yards per game average. Connor Young had that 84-yard run, but he finished with 13 carries for 100 yards. So 84 on one carry and 16 on the other 12. So 13 carries for 100 yards for Watovec. And Brian Smith, Master Smith, had one carry for a negative 2 yards. And Cole Liebhart carried the ball 3 times from his fullback position. He ended up losing 1 yard. So 31 rushes for 140 yards for Cozad. In the air, Young did all the throwing. He was 9 of 17 in the air for 82 yards, so a total of 222 yards of total offense for Cozad in the football game. For the Stars, well, no surprise, the leading rusher tonight, Nathan Howe, who carried the ball 26 times for 223 yards. He ran for 100 yards in the second half. He had 123 in the first half, and so Howe, 26 carries, 223 yards. Brady Holtmeyer gave him a few breathers. He carried the ball 7 times for 21 yards. John Masker had 14 carries for another 66 yards. And Bryce James carried the ball 6 times for 8 yards. So I did not total up Kearney Catholic's overall numbers here. I thought I had, but 223, 244, 210. They finished with 218 yards on the football game. Ran the ball 53 times. 300, what did I say? 318 times on 33 carries, wow. Dominating rushing effort tonight. 33 rushing attempts for 318 yards. Masker, 4 of 7 in the air for 40 yards. And again, that is your wrap-up, this sports wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. We're high-fiving the head coach of the Stars, Dave Colling. We'll let him get a quick breather, and we'll be back, and we'll talk with the coach after a great 27-20 win here for Kearney Catholic in Cozad. That's our final. We'll take a quick break. We'll talk with the coach. We come back right after this.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kid's menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school football here on ESPN Radio. A final 27-20, Kearney Catholic with the win over Cozad. And kind enough to join us to talk about it is very happy Coach Dave Colling. Coach, hey, congratulations. Hey, That's a heck of a win.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate that.
What is your reaction? I mean, a year ago, this was kind of a game that got away from you, but you guys certainly finished the deal tonight.
Yeah, you know, a lot of changes in emotion in this game, and you know, it was a battle. I mean, I can't put it in any other words, just a battle. And our guys, sometimes you find a little bit about yourself in games like this, and I think we found a little bit about ourselves, and I think the guys like what they saw.
What did you find out?
You know, I think we're a pretty tough football team. We got rid of some mistakes. We still had our share of mistakes, but got rid of those. We bent at time, and they doused us. You know, the emotion change, I guess, when we scored first, and then the kickoff return for a touchdown. Big emotion change there. Then they, hit a 60-70 yard rush there. Big momentum change there. And, I think our drive right after halftime was huge, driving down the field and scoring. So, like I said, kind of went back and forth. But, our guys battled, and gut check time, they came and did a great job.
Coming into the game, did you think you could run the football like you did tonight? Because you guys ended up with over 300 yards of rushing.
You know, I would say we were looking probably more 50-50 tonight going in, I think. I knew our big boys up front would, do a pretty good job up there, getting some yards. They did a great job up there. I think we controlled the line of scrimmage, taking nothing against Cozad. Like I said, it was a battle, but I thought we did a great job in the trenches tonight.
You kind of mentioned into the pregame when you talked with Doug earlier that about mistakes and some penalties and things like that. How do you kind of feel? You did have the one turnover tonight, but how do you feel generally in terms of the number of mistakes that you kind of suffered?
You know, if you would have asked me that 4 minutes into the game, I would have said not any better, but we cleaned it up a little bit. The guys kind of, little nerves happening. I don't know what was happening, early on, but they kind of gathered themselves and did a much better job later on.
What you know, the emotion came. You know, you guys scored right off the bat, and now all of a sudden they ran that kickoff back. Then we saw you kind of pooch punting with, or kicking that. Was that by design there also?
Coach Carnahan, yeah, he wanted to pooch it, not quite where he pooched it, but in the general vicinity, and didn't put it where we wanted to. And like I said, Young's a great – he's a good runner, man. I mean, he gets out in space, and he's tough to bring down. And so definitely wanted to get the ball out of his hands. But like I said, that emotion, that change, right, you know, back and forth. Like I said, I thought our guys did a great job of controlling some of that stuff.
Was the game plan to not throw the ball as much as you had normally, because Masker finished with only 6 passing attempts? You guys really took this game on the ground. Was that by design, or is that just what was working?
You know, that was what was working. And, you know, like I said, going in, I wouldn't have said we would throw 6 times. And nor would Coach Harvey said we'd throw 6 times. And Nathan Howe ran the heck out of the football tonight. I mean, he got yards after contact, just a tough kid. You know, we had to take him out a little bit at the end because he just couldn't go anymore. And you know, running behind those big boys up front and just did a great job of moving the line of scrimmage.
So, again, real quick, talk to me a little bit about Nathan Howe. 223 yards is what I have him for on 26 carries. And again, that offensive line gets a game ball too.
Oh, heavens yes, yeah. I mean, you don't get that many yards without an offensive line. But like I said, Nathan gives you everything he's got on every single play. Does it on defense as well. Does it in basketball as well. And just a great kid, a student of the game. And he's going to give you everything, and he did tonight.
And part of being a student of the game is how well he used those blocks.
Oh, yeah. Heavens yes. He sets up things and stays behind the big boys. You know, Bryce, when he came in and ran a few of those too, he did a nice job of staying behind the big boys, you know, and doing a great job there too.
And we mentioned that, you know, up here, how your backs have really done a good job of staying behind those guys up front, because those guys up front do a great job.
Yeah, and, you know, hide behind them. We're all, you know, like Bryce, of course, not real tall. Hide behind those biggins and let them get you 5 more yards.
What does this say about your program, where you guys are at right now?
You know, we got to get better game to game, and this was one step. Game 4 now, we got to go on to game 5. Doesn't matter who we play, we got to get better game 5. And if we can't stay on track doing that, we'll be playing our best football game, whatever that may be. And that's what we're going to try to do, you know, as a staff and as a team, and just look one game at a time. And you got to do that because, you know, we got St. Paul coming in next week, homecoming week, all that stuff's going on. And you just got to take, you know, a series at a time during a game and a game at a time during the year.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what their focus is after this intense game against one of the better teams in the state, then homecoming and playing a team that's over.
Yep. So we'll need to stay focused and all that stuff. We were very focused. You know, I looked in their eyes before the game, and my nervousness left me just looking in our kids' eyes. I knew they were focused and ready to roll.
Well, and that showed up tonight, 27-20. Dave Collin, congratulations.
Hey,
nice win for Kearney Catholic.
It.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks.
So, again, Cozad falls here at home to the Stars, a final of 27-20. And don't forget, coming up in just a little bit, the CPI Mr. Tire Friday Night Scoreboard Show coming up on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, as we'll be turning to that here very quickly. Don, last thoughts.
Just a heck of a football game here, Randy. Both sides, you know, playing exceptionally well. You know, in Cozad getting down the 14 points with about 4 minutes to go in the game and then marching it right down the field and scoring the touchdown. You know, you got to give kudos to them because they came right back out and did that. And, you know, Kearney Catholic just, you know, up front, Randy, up front did a great, great job tonight. Nathan Howe running the football with those guys up front, you know, and they followed their blocks. Kearney Catholic made a big stride from last week to this week, I think.
And they certainly proved their mettle. And, again, they were rated number 3 in the Lincoln paper and 7 in the Omaha paper, 6, rather, in the Omaha paper. I think you're going to flip that around. I think you might very well see them being number 3 in or even better in both papers coming up next week. This is an impressive win on the road, 27-20. And, again, leading the way, Nathan Howe, 26 carries for 223 yards. The Stars, as a team, ran for over 300 yards against the defending state champions from Cozad. That is an impressive win. 27-20, the Stars win it. Don, I appreciate your time, man.
Yep, thank you, Randy.
All right, next week for Kearney Catholic will be an all-expense-paid trip to homecoming, as they'll be taking on St. Paul. And for Cozad, they're going to lick their wounds just a little bit, and they'll be back in action, of course, next Friday night as they will be taking on Gothenburg as they hit the road to take on the Swedes, who are now 1-2 on the season as Cozad suffers their first loss. Your final, 27-20, Kearney Catholic with the win. For Don Lees, our engineer Jeff Babel back in the studios, I'm Randy Bushgarter. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.